I once broke a computer. It took an awful long time. It was surprising. Tom, thank you so much. Tom Cheese right there. Do you have a favourite cheese?
Just a straight cheddar, I'm afraid.
Cheddar, yeah, I'm going with Stilton. Stilton and a pickled onion. Got pickled onions on the mind today. Tom, thank you very much. Tom Cheese right there, an applied futurologist. Well, Jake Yap.
I'll tell you the best pickled onions.
I love a pickled onion.
I'll tell you the best ones.
They're my mum's.
Waitrose, silver skin, hot and
spicy. No, you don't want silver skin.
Because they taste like Monster Munch pickled onion flavour, giving way to Monster Munch hot and spicy flavour. They're incredible.
Monster Munch is honestly like eating a bit of...
packing foam.
It is. Mm. A little bit of
lovely.
Flavoured packing foam. Why do you do that? But pickled onions, you know, you want big old spicy pickled onions that make your nose run. That's the thing.
Try them.
Please. I know I won't like them. I don't like the little white ones.
Do you want to have a handover? Because I will bring you one, so help me.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen for ages. No, probably not.
I'm in on a Saturday. It's just not working, is it?
Look,
do you like a cheese and pickled onion sandwich?
I'll leave your stuff in the hall. Yes, but it has to be vegan cheese. And there's lots of great
vegan
cheeses.
There are vegan cheeses.
Oh yeah, there are. Yeah. Sainsbury's.
Do you see that we're doing a roam around? Other supermarkets are available.
Nice caramelised onion, vegan cheese. I'm serious. Not pickled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pickled egg, they're quite nice, but you wouldn't eat those either because you're vegan.
Fermented tofu though.
Oh, nice. You're making me hungry. Have you got anything on the show today?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about pickled onions, cheese, fermented tofu, and...
nice.
And, no, we're going to...
Spinach. Well, I had some lovely wilted garlic yesterday, straight from the vegetation, straight from the herbage, straight from
garlic.
Under the tree. Yeah, wilted garlic leaves. Oh, yum. Very nice.
Yeah. Does the window work in here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Why? Do you want to get out?
No, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, get on with it.
Yeah, all right, fine. Are you ending them that again? Fine.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn, Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Nothing. Naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from Friday the 21st to the 24th of April and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details. Volvo, human made.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from 21st to 24th of April at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. 24-month maximum term. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For extra details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end today. DFS.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Where are my shoes? I can't find my things. I've gone blind. Everything's fine. Hi, it's Jake Yapper in for John Holmes for 3 hours until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it's a pleasure to have your company. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Moscow hits out at North Korea, acid attack on clubbers and a trial of a recyclable coffee cup.
Talk Radio.
Russia's foreign minister says Moscow can't accept North Korea's reckless nuclear actions. But Sergei Lavrov says that doesn't mean others can violate international law in response. Mr. Lavrov says he hopes the US will not take any unilateral measures against North Korea. Professor of International Relations Scott Lucas has told Talk Radio tensions are rising under President Trump.
He's not a very stable person in terms of what he's doing. But I think if we keep the wider context on this, we have had showdowns before with North Korea under the Bush administration. The Obama administration, I think, was much more sensible in containing the threat. And that's where we want to get back to, again, working with countries like the Chinese.
Police in East London say two men are in a serious but stable condition after acid was sprayed inside a club. 12 people had to be taken to hospital to be treated for burns. Prince Harry says he endured 2 years of total chaos while struggling to come to terms with the death of his mother. The 32-year-old says his brother Prince William told him he needed to get help. It's claimed an attempt to prosecute Tony Blair over the Iraq war is to be blocked by Britain's top law officer. The private prosecution based on last year's Chilcot Inquiry report is being brought by a former chief of staff of the Iraqi army. And a fully compostable and recyclable coffee cup is being tested by major high street chains. Its lid is bioplastic and is made from eucalyptus. The designers hope it will prove a solution to the 2.5 billion coffee cups we use each year in the UK, with less than 1% being recycled. Paul Mines is from the company behind the cup.
This is not the answer to litter, so you still need to segregate your waste. All around the country are composting facilities that you can put this material in with food waste and it will disappear, or you can put it back in your normal paper recycling and it will be used again in the next paper product.
Talk Radio national weather.
Showery with rain falling as hail or sleet in Scotland, drier in the south with highs of 14 degrees.
I thought that that coffee cup... Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Jake.
Hi. I thought that story about the recyclable coffee cup was going to be some kind of new innovation in Brighton.
No.
Because it's so cool. You were hanging out in Brighton, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool. And you had
I feel like you're taking the mick out of me.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, no way.
I mean, it
Brighton
like
is so cool, isn't it? It's so cool. It's just a great place to hang out. Like, if you're creative. Are you creative? I'm creative.
Oh, yeah.
I am, like, really creative. And I sort of need to be in Brighton. Does that even make sense? Like, Brighton, like, speaks to me. And it's just full of people just doing amazing creative things, like, all the time. Like, you meet my friend. He does it. Like, he's a poet. And he plays the trumpet.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's, like, he's in Brighton. But we're, like, native Brighton. Like, because there's lots of people, like, go to Brighton. Would you go and live in Brighton?
Yeah.
That's, you should, because it's really creative and cool. But to be honest, like, you're not, like, from Brighton. Like, I'm, like, from Brighton in as much as, like, Britain used to be connected to continental Europe via an isthmus. And so my ancestors, like, walked over there, and that would have been near Brighton. So I'm, like, proper Brightonian, even though I was actually raised in Buckinghamshire.
Have you finished?
No, because Brighton's just so great and everyone just hangs out and we go rollerblading on the seafront. It's so cool. They do a lot of really good vegan food.
Yeah, that. They do. Yeah. I ate so much.
Good. Thanks very much, Victoria. if you're from Brighton and you fancy giving us a call, 0344 499 1000. Perhaps you're too busy doing batik. Right. Thanks, Victoria. We'll talk to you in half an hour, shall we?
Well, I'm contractually obliged.
There you go.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yeah, oh, now we're properly ramping up the band. Let's have the sport, shall we?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex
Brighton.
Dibble. 20 years of Champions League football could be all but over for Arsenal tonight if they lose to Middlesbrough. The Gunners go into the game 10 points behind fourth-placed Manchester City. Arsene Wenger's side have won just two of their last eight top-flight matches. But he's backing his players to return to form.
The energy
avocado.
In the team.
Yeah,
well,
I've never seen an avocado that's like that on the outside.
Come back as well.
Very smooth. Blackened. It's like moisturized.
We had a good game against West Ham 5 days later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not
Palace, so that
this
can
one's
come
green
back
and smooth,
very quickly.
Like a melon.
And we have to focus on that.
Dundee have sacked their manager Paul Hartley. He leaves with the club in the relegation playoff spot following seven league defeats in a row. Hartley had been in charge for just over 3 years. And in the first ever tour meeting between British tennis players Kyle Edmund and Dan Evans
is
a breakup in the first set. The winner of the opening round match at the Monte Carlo Masters will play the King of Clay, Rafael Nadal, in round two. That's your latest news.
No, I'm not here tomorrow. John's back tomorrow. Thanks very much for the sport. Enjoyed it. Yeah, that's good. What now? Oh, now let's have an advert, shall we? All right.
Talk Radio.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favourite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Very happy, eat, sir. More like, eh? Has anyone done that? No, there's a reason. Oh, I love Brighton. Happy Easter to you. And while John Holmes slowly cuts himself free from the Easter bunny suit he was sewn into yesterday, pure banter. I'm kidding. It was a gorilla costume. It's did you hear the documentary yesterday, Cornelius?
I unfortunately was busy.
Well, that's okay, because you can listen again on talkradio.co.uk.
Ah, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I like the bit when John, he almost befriended one of the gorillas, right?
Mm.
And then the gorilla got shipped to New York to try and... And the gorilla's trying to find him, and he climbed up the Empire State Building with little John in his big hairy mitt.
Wow.
That was a great bit, that.
Really?
Yeah, that's the best bit. Have a listen.
I will.
Talkradio.co.uk. Anyway, here with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We have the Easter Monday quiz of quizzes. This is Cornelius' idea, and it's very brilliant. The idea is we ask a question from one of the newspaper's bank holiday quizzes, and you have to guess not what the answer to the question is, but what papers it come from. Mm-hmm. We've also got News Amon, because you all enjoyed it so much. God, how many emails do we get, man?
Thousands.
Thousands of them.
Especially from our boss.
Yeah. Meeting, 2 p.m. And also toppling juncture. It's the penny drop shoving quiz that everyone is hardly able to contain.
That's
their indifference
to do
about.
With Penny Smith, we should say.
Yeah, no, we're not shoving Penny. There's none of that. Just light jostling. And we are all over Datchet. It's our local news feature. And we're off to Plymouth, I think, today. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Cool. I hope you had a nice Easter. As always, you can get in touch about anything you want. We've got a little text topic thing we'll launch in a minute. But if you want to get in touch, it's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet us. It's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Nice. He's cracked open the Parmesan now. Why are you being such a my body is a temple today?
Well, because...
Normally you just eat beige food. Yeah, it's in ruins.
No, I'm swearing off the Tesco meal deals after 2 weeks back on them.
Really?
But before, I was salads every day.
Were you?
Yeah.
No salads.
I was eating a whole pot of coleslaw with it, which apparently wasn't helping anything.
No. It's drinking coleslaw, really. It's sort of 80% mayonnaise. Awesome. Anyway, that's the sort of stuff that we've got in the show. We've got some actual content as well, but I can't remember what it is. Can you remember what it is?
Mentioned most of it.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned most of it. It's going to be, I would say, a lot of fun. I would say it's going to be a moderate amount of fun. I would say it would be in the amber zone if it was like packaging on a food product.
A safe amount of
fun.
Yeah.
It's a moderate amount of fun between now and four. So, welcome along. And welcome to Mark Machado.
Hello.
Hello. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to be here. Thanks, guys.
Ah, is it nice to be here?
Well,
did you have a weekend off?
I was off Saturday and Sunday, but I was in on Friday.
Yeah.
And well, now I'm back today.
You reviewed the papers then.
Yeah.
And we're going to make you do it now.
Yeah.
Because
I'm just really good at it.
Yeah.
it's my special talent.
Yeah.
It's what I put in my CV.
Well, it's in demand, man.
Yeah.
Sky News. They do it, don't they?
Yeah. I haven't got a face for TV, though.
Yes, you have. Come off it. If Johnny Gould can get on there.
Well, Sky News, if you're listening, get me on.
There you go.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Why not? Johnny Gould wasn't here yesterday, was he?
No, it was
Charlie Wolf.
Charlie Wolf.
I want to listen to that as well.
I listened to it. It was great.
There was a little video they made in anticipation of it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well worth watching.
Massive viral. How many million views has that had?
Only a couple million.
Only a couple of million?
Yeah.
That was the weekend,
they were expecting more, yeah.
Yeah. It will all ramp up. Anyway, you're looking through the papers, and I thank you for that. What have you got in the...
I'm going to start off with something a little bit more serious than I normally do. Basically, the French are having an election. And you'll go, well, the French having an election, that's like quite dull, isn't it? That's nothing to do with me. However, France is very, very, very close to us. There's a tunnel that links both of us together.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Not an isthmus. I've mentioned isthmuses twice now, and it's Easter. yes, go on.
And there's a possibility that they could be voted in, someone from the far right. And I'm petrified about this.
It's quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah. That's Marine Le Pen, who's the leader of National Front, or the Front National, I think it's called in French, which the National Front, if you've never heard of them before, they're basically what the BNP were before the BNP.
Mm. Yeah.
They're horrible.
But because Marine, the woman who leads the Front National, she like sacked off her dad.
Yeah.
Because he, I think his name was Canabaro, is that right? Can I borrow Le Pen?
I think he was their Italian cousin.
You could just finish up from here, guys. Just finish up from here.
Can I borrow Le Pen?
That's how they ask in French.
That's so good.
Can I borrow Le Pen? I used to know it and I've forgotten his name. Anyway, the point is she got rid of him because he was being too like overtly extreme and right-wing, right? So should we be as frightened as we should, presumably? Should we be?
Yeah, because what it is, this is my personal theory, there's no science behind it whatsoever, is that basically if you're going to vote in a fascist, if you're going to vote in someone from the right wing, they're not going to come out and be full kind of, I'm a fascist, this is what I believe in. They're going to do it through the back door, and I fear that's what she's doing.
Right. It's nothing worse than something unexpected.
No.
they're going to be all nice.
Really, is that what you think? Are you really
generally. I'm petrified of this, to be honest.
You really do?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mark, you're just scared of all foreigners, though.
Yeah, you're basically racist.
That's basically what the last year in politics has taught me is the right way, though. That's okay.
Good. Well, we've totally rinsed that story.
Yeah, so I'm scared. It's basically
someone else is leading her in the polls, though.
Yeah, but not by much, but like 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
And there's a margin of error in 3% in their polls, so actually they're all equal.
Yeah, well, you won't have any polls after she comes into power, will you?
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Have I done enough puns?
I think contractually...
You've done my quotient in 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. I'm impressed.
It's going to be a struggle now.
Yeah. The Tate Modern... It's getting sued. Have you seen this?
Is this
story in the papers? So basically, Tate Modern, it's only around the corner from our studios.
Yeah.
There is a block of luxury flats
right
next to it, and the Tate Modern have put a balcony out where all their people come to visit the Tate Modern.
And they can look out over
and they can
it,
look
right?
straight into the flats, and the people are like taking photos of people living.
Can't the Tate Modern just claim it's performance art?
That's exactly the case of what the luxury flat people are saying. They're saying that we're performing now for their...
Oh, right, so
people.
They want to charge 14 quid or something as a sort of permanent exhibition.
Yeah, or at least let them make it through the gift shop or something.
Not through the back door. Wow. Who's win? Like, so is that actually happened? Are they starting?
I think it's happening. It's happening. It's really exciting. If you go on Twitter, you can see pictures of some tourists have taken.
Oh, we're coming back to my mum's art now.
Yeah.
This is. Have I talked about my mum?
My
mum's red peppers, right? So my mum's she's an artist, and she does. She's been doing increasingly. I think yonic is really the only word I can just like red peppers cut in half vertically, sort of openings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pink kind of. Anyway, and banana skins. But the other thing she's been doing, the other art she's been doing is literally sort of pictures. It's like Rear Window, where my mum lives, if you've seen the film, the Hitchcock film, right?
No, that, I don't watch
so
black
you,
and
you
white
can look
stuff.
Out the back. Oh, Cass has seen it. Well done, Cass. Top of the class. Well, he sort of looks out the back. It's like the Tate Modern thing, right? This guy, he's looking out the back at this sort of tenement block, and he's sort of looking into all the windows and sort of seeing their lives being played out through a frame. It's extremely reflexive as a piece of cinema. And Laura Mulvey, the feminist film critic, said that it's actually a highly feminist piece. Anyway, my mum started doing drawings of, like...
people she can see.
Out the back of her flat.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Why would it not be legal?
In it now. I don't. She hasn't.
It's
like,
weird, isn't it?
It's no one recognised. You, like, if you looked at her eye, it's not a face that you wouldn't go, oh my God, that's Leslie from Flat 49. There's no faces in it. You just sort of see a hand or whatever. You know, like they're sitting on a sofa and you can just see their legs sticking out. It's stuff like that. Because she can't do fingers.
There's okay. There's a hotel near here. I won't say which one it is. But in the middle, there's like a. It's like a tower block, but in the middle there's this big garden, so there's a big gap.
Oh yeah,
halfway through the middle.
A quad.
Yes, exactly.
It's quite a 1960s.
But it's very small, very small. But you can see into every other hotel room that doesn't have its windows.
Oh really?
And I stayed there once
and had a great.
Well, no, honestly, I saw.
Yeah. But was
a
it
lady,
art?
Who forgot to put a top
oh,
on
dear.
Or
oh,
draw
no.
the curtains.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah.
Well, I bet you still think about that. No. Often, don't you?
Yes. No. Why is that your postal address for invoices? Amazing. But was it art? That's my question.
No, it wasn't.
It was something else. Right,
it made me feel bad and I was trying to relax in a hotel.
Trying to relax. Just trying to find some way... to relax. Good. We'll be back with more after the break.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £15 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee, dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that. And you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Goldilocks and the Two Bears, the Two Musketeers, the Two Amigos, the Two Tenors, the Two Little Pigs. Somehow, it doesn't feel the same, does it? Because great things come in threes, like the Renault Clio, Captur and Kadjar. Three great cars, 3 years 0% APR representative, 3 years free servicing. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status. Order by 15th of May and register by 30th of June. Servicing limited to 30,000 miles. Participating dealers, T's and C's at renault.co.uk/offers.
When the power is in your hands, the world is truly at your feet. So before you venture out, pack the essentials. And don't forget your charger.
Our mobile banking app is packed with smart features to help you make smart decisions. Bank of Scotland. Decisions well made. The app is available to our UK personal internet banking customers using iPhones or Android. T's and C's apply.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £20 off a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with 2 lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
On the M1 southbound in Bedfordshire, there's a lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident between Junction 12 for Flitwick and Junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. In Lincolnshire, the M180 westbound is partially blocked with slow traffic due to an overturned vehicle at Junction 3 for Scunthorpe. Somerset, the M5 northbound, there's a lane closed and slow traffic due to an earlier car fire between 20 for Clevedon and 19 for Portishead. And the M6 northbound, slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle between 16 for Crewe and 17 for Sandbach. I'm Paul Jenkins.
White wine, perfectly paired with either a fish dish, a shellfish dish, a fish stew or fish curry dish, a chicken curry dish, chicken Caesar salad, roast chicken, chicken pie or chicken pad thai dish.
This Easter, Villa Maria Sauvignon Blanc is only £7.49 at your local co-op. 75 centilitres was £9.49, subject to availability, see in store for details. 18 plus, please drink responsibly, offer ends 2nd of May.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive on Talk Radio.
Sam Delaney is hitchhiking his way back across Europe after he dropped his passport and wallet overboard, while 5 miles off the coast of Kefalonia. So James Max is standing in until he can make it back to Blighty.
Max Talk, Max Entertainment.
James Max, live at Drive, in for Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah. It is literally all killer. I am all killer. I literally kill people. I had this idea, I thought it'd be a really funny sort of, like, black comedy where you had a stand-up comedian who was a serial killer. And every night on stage, he sort of confessed to the audience. Be like, oh, killed somebody yesterday. And everyone would be like, he's so... Oh, no, that bit he does about... Mm. He's like, no, I really did it. And no one would believe him because he's a comedian. They're like, oh, he's so funny. You know what I mean?
That's sort of worrying that you, as a stand-up comedian, came up with that idea.
I know. How meta is it getting that I'm now telling you the idea? When I watched the light go out of their eyes just last night. Oh. Such a magical moment.
Anyway.
Thanks very much to Good Tweet Man, who got in touch to say, I've just seen the Charlie Wolf viral video from yesterday. Yes, is it on the Talk Radio?
It's at Talk Radio on Twitter, yeah.
There you go. Can't tell if it's boring or massively sexually arousing. Can't it be both? Yeah, exactly. Come on, why choose? So we're going through the papers with Mark Machado. Thanks very much, Mark. Appreciate this.
Thanks for having me. I love it.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Do you love it? We love it.
We love it. I don't know if you're just being...
It just gives me a reason to read all the papers. The ones, even the ones you're not meant to read, like the Daily Star.
Which
I had to go through, so you don't have to.
It is hard work. Well, thank you, but I did too. Let's see if you picked the same one I picked.
I picked... what I think is probably the biggest story of the weekend, and it's weird no one else picked it up. There's been a sighting of what appears to be a panther.
Oh yeah, I saw that
in Somerset.
Always Somerset.
It's that time of year again, isn't it? It's like,
are we sure it's? Oh no, I can't say that.
It's
not just a not big enough human gene pool down there. That's all. I'm asking. Does it look like a panther to you? Because it doesn't look like a panther to me.
No, if anything, it looks like a man in a suit, but I'm going to go with it's a panther.
I think it's...
It looks like a bear, actually.
I was going to say, it looks like a bear, the hind legs.
Oh, so we shouldn't worry then.
That's fine, it's just a massive grizzly bear. Have you seen it? Look, here, Cornelius.
Yeah, no, I have seen
it. That's a bear, man. That's a bear, that's not a panther. No panther has back legs that big.
I mean, as ever, what it actually is just a dog.
Yeah, it's just a dog, I think.
Do you remember that line in Essex a few years ago? That was the best, when it was a bit of a slow news day and there was a lion on the loose in Essex. Or there might not have been, but there was for a few hours. And then before you knew it, it'd been spotted at like midnight the night before. And by about 7 or 8 o'clock the next day, it was leading like every news bulletin in the country.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. That was a great day.
I remember that was a time of when a news story would break. Almost instantly, a Twitter account would be made. The Essex Lion started tweeting.
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen as much anymore.
It was Cat Bin Lady, really, that was the, really? The absolute apex of that time. And that was a very funny Twitter account, I have to say.
The thing about Cat Bin Lady was that there is actually a cab in late, like someone did that.
Yeah.
Where the Essex line, that there is no Essex line. And if there is, he has no interest in social media.
Catbin Lady just said things like, I've just pulled out all of my neighbour's marigolds. Don't know why I did that. Stuff like that. Just...
Catbin Lady is always the one who I think will one day turn up on like Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh man, you're
She'd be
right.
a great booking.
Dude, do you think they've approached her?
I don't know.
You guys should approach them and her with the idea.
There has to be a TV spin-off for Cat Bin Lady. Come on, we can work this up into a format. One woman, 12 cats, one bin. I don't know.
Game show.
Like a dating thing, you know? You are the weakest cat, goodbye. And then she just puts it in the bin.
Deal or no deal, except you close the box.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, I mean, it's quite an achievement in a way in that, you know, whenever I try and put my cat into its basket, you know, if I have to take it to the vets... Like, the speed with which they turn from a cuddly little kitty cat into a blinding ball of claws is remarkable.
Have you seen this square thing? Like, apparently, if you get tape and you lay out a square, your cat will just go and sit in it. And I've
really?
I was like, that sounds like nonsense. But then I saw videos of it on YouTube. And you, as we know, YouTube never lies.
No.
Yeah.
So that really? Must be for real. Yeah.
Yes, but is it art?
I think it's art because I'm watching it and I'm enjoying it.
Well, there you go.
And it's making me think about it and talk about it and discuss it. Therefore, it has some artistic merit.
Does art have to make you think, or is it about making you feel, guys? It's about making you feel.
But feeling is thinking, surely, Jake.
I feel with my gut, mate, and other organs. Anyway, is that all your stories?
No, I've got foxes. I've got one more about foxes.
Let's do the foxes.
Basically, urban foxes now outnumber rural foxes.
Really?
Yeah. There's 150,000 urban foxes.
Yeah.
There used to only be 33,000 in the 80s.
Yeah.
But so if they were going to go to war,
fox war.
Yeah. Would you still put your money on the urban foxes, or is it more likely that the rural foxes are stronger because they've had more to eat?
Mate, like the thing about the urban foxes is their very survival is a fight, isn't it? They're fighting other foxes.
I don't know.
They're fighting other humans, cars, buses, tubes.
I would say it depends on whether you're talking about like a fist fight or like with some sort of a weapon. Because I reckon the urban ones would be better with a weapon, but probably
urban
less
foxes,
handy with their fists.
It's a war, Jake. They're turning up with guns.
That's amazing. I'd like to know, are there more guns in cities or in the countryside? Because, I mean, there's got to be a correlation, right?
Good one.
Probably in the countryside, right?
What's it say in the newspaper, Mark?
That's not
that
covered in the article, no.
Oh.
You don't really know how newspapers work, do you?
No, it would be great if they weren't like that.
Ask the newspaper. Newspaper, what time is it? Useless. No wonder they're folding. Oh! Oh, no, I didn't mean that. Oh, no, that wasn't a pun. That was not a pun. We need, like, a swear jar for Penny Smith's mug. Is that Penny Smith's mug?
Yeah.
That might be Paul's mug, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say we could try and flog her DNA on eBay, but... Imagine if it popped out as Paul Ross when you've been inspecting Penny Smith.
I think Paul Ross's DNA is more easily readily to get as well.
Okay, so. On that note. We must leave it there, right? I don't know. Making it all up. Did you have any... That's it, right? You're finished now.
I'm finished, I'm done.
Are you off?
Cass said to ironically bring in a certain number of stories to make sure that Jake falls short for 2 minutes, and that's the film.
It's fine. I'm not.
She set you up there, mate.
Do you know what she does that? She sabotages the show.
Yeah, I've heard that.
She told me last time, she said, you won't believe who we've got for you as a guest. And I was like, who have you got? She's like, we've got Enrique Iglesias. So for like 2¾ hours, I'm like, Enrique Iglesias live in the studio.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
It's a hero.
Two and three quarter hours, I'm saying that. It's like a window cleaner. She didn't even know his name. Unbelievable.
She just thinks all people from Spain are cool that.
Exactly.
I think the glazier like, as well confused
our tech op for today, yeah. Enrique. All right, Enrique.
Yeah.
So him. It could be him. Anyway, thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks,
please enjoy
me.
The rest of your day. That was nice. Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Talk Radio. It's Jake Gap in for John Holmes for one day only. He'll be back tomorrow. Why don't we catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne?
Talk Radio.
Russia's foreign minister has hit out at North Korea, saying it can't accept Pyongyang's reckless nuclear actions. But Sergei Lavrov says that doesn't mean others can violate international law in response, and that he hopes the US won't take any unilateral measures against the secretive state. Scott Lucas is a professor of international relations.
North Korea's got all types of artillery pieces just pointed at South Korea. I mean, from the South Korean capital, Seoul, you can see North Korea. That's how close they are. And so the immediate reaction to an American attack would be to hit South Korea with everything they've got, possibly even invading.
A small plane has crashed in Portugal, reportedly killing four people. Fire crews say it's Swiss registered, and it came down near a supermarket warehouse just before midday. At least 12 people suffered burns after a man sprayed acid inside a club in East London. Two men are in a serious but stable condition, and hundreds of revellers were evacuated from Mangal in Dalston. Prince Harry has revealed he spoke to a counsellor after realising he hadn't dealt with the death of his mother, Princess Diana. The prince says his brother William told him to get help after living through 2 years of total chaos. A woman who was injured in the Westminster terror attack and whose husband died has now returned home to America. Melissa Cochran from Salt Lake City in Utah suffered a broken leg and rib. And it's claimed it costs an average of almost £3,500 in the first year of having a pet. A survey's found dogs are almost twice as expensive to keep as cats, and one in eight owners love their animals more than their partner. The weather's showery, with rain falling as hail or sleet in Scotland, dry in the south with highs of 14 degrees this more in half an hour.
Would you love an animal more than your partner?
Hopefully
the fact that you
not.
Have to ask yourself that.
I mean,
the fact...
Can I just say, I don't have a partner or an animal, so it's a difficult
situation
to imagine.
It would depend on the partner
him.
And the animal, wouldn't it? Yeah. I mean, because I think it's quite hard to bond emotionally with, like, a terrapin.
I mean, maybe I'd probably a terrapin. Get a dog.
Yeah, like that, a dog, that's a closer thing, you know, we're all mammals. And
have a cuddle.
Is it any type of partner, like coppers
exactly.
who go out in twos and stuff?
I think it means that...
Like a work half. Partner, because that's almost
no.
Cornelius, really.
Yeah.
No, I think it means your... Like, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, significant other.
Mm. What term do you prefer? Like, if it's not... Do you go with partner?
I mean, at this stage, I'd just be grateful.
The other half of your kitten, you know? People always say the other half of my orange, but, like, half an orange is fine. Half a kitten is just... You can't... You can't live with half a kitten. You have to have the whole kitten. I think it's a higher stakes version of the other half of my orange. You know what I mean?
That's quite clever, because if you break up, what you will be doing is halving
it's destroying a kitten. I mean, how can you do that?
Or share custody, or one person just gives up on owning that animal.
You have thought it through, that's good. We should set up the bonus news in 2 hours' time.
Okay.
What should we do?
Animal news!
Yay!
We should really be doing mineral news.
No, bun news was a replacement for animal news.
For
mineral news.
All of our regular listeners to John's show will be worried what's happening in the mineral world.
Yeah, but they know that often, on the day that we're meant to do one, we'll do a special and that will replace it, and then it will go back to what would be next.
I do think it's a bank holiday. It is a bank holiday. They're wild, aren't they?
Well, Jake, technically it's your show, so I guess you get to choose.
Right. It's my show. I want balaclava news in 2 hours.
No.
Balaclava news. That could probably be quite gruesome.
Oh, yeah.
How many good stories do you know?
Balalaika news in 2 hours. With
animal
Victoria
news?
Bourne.
Animal news? Animal
balalaika news.
Animal news?
Balalaika news.
I don't know what balalaika is.
Well, you'll find out in 2 hours before you're born.
No, you're right.
Do you want the spelling?
No, I'm not going to Google that.
It's less L
I don't know what's going to come up.
Just look for a balalaika. Yeah, it's fine. It'll be absolutely fine.
Animal news?
Balalaika news in 2 hours' time with Victoria Bourne. Thanks, Victoria! Mm. Is it sport now? No.
No,
it's not
that's,
sport now.
No.
That's
just
checking.
Let's have a trail, shall we?
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There's a story in the Daily Mirror today. It's a guy with 20,000 ornaments. I mean, come on. They're very neatly presented and arranged. He's got proper bespoke shelving and that, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, have you ever seen so many thimble caddies in your life?
No, I have not.
Never used the word thimble caddies. He's filled his house. I'm sorry, his parents' house, who he lives with. Okay. Hang on a minute. 20,000 bits of bird-related bric-a-brac, including 14,000 thimbles and 20,000 paperweights.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It is. Some would say two.
Did it say how much it's worth?
Up to £60,000. Now he wants... Sorry, let me ask the newspaper.
How much is it worth?
£60,000. And now he wants to downsize. Ask another question, Cornelius.
I reckon another question.
Yeah.
What's his favourite ornament?
What was his favourite ornament, newspaper?
Thimbles and paperweights, because
okay.
They're smaller.
Okay.
There you go. That's what what a catch that guy is. Speaking of catches, right?
Yes. My
Your friend. Your friend.
Who wished.
And this is your friend.
He is a friend of mine who has wished
friend.
To remain yeah. anonymous.
Mm.
Has recently struck up a new relationship with
That's nice.
A girl. Yeah, it's very nice. We're all very proud for him.
Is she a nice woman? Have you met her?
I haven't met her.
Okay.
Due to, unfortunately, a busy diary, especially across the bank holiday weekend.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
I haven't met her. But he did introduce her to my group of friends at the pub on Friday, I believe.
That's nice.
Now, this particular friend of mine goes against the grain to most of my friends politically and voted for Brexit.
Okay, that's
so
nice.
That's fair.
That's
He's
nice.
Free to vote whatever he wants.
A lot of people did.
We often remind him that he voted for Brexit and sort of shove articles in his face, go, look what you've done, etc.
Oh, I see. Playful horseplay, badinage.
Yes, but before we met his new girlfriend, he said, by the way, guys...
Oh, no.
I've been going out with her for 2 months, but I haven't told her that I voted Brexit, so you absolutely cannot mention it.
Oh, my God.
So, my friends, now, you can tell I wasn't there because she still doesn't know... I would have just spent the whole evening discussing Brexit without implicitly saying it.
What are your thoughts on Brexit? Yeah. Anonymous friend. Wow.
So I thought, and I said, he's told me that he doesn't know how to tell her because he's sure. He says they've only ever discussed it once on his first date, and it was a flippant comment by her when she said, oh, well, votes last year weren't that very good if you look at Brexit. So... He knows she's a Remainer. He really likes her and really wants to carry on going out with her, but he needs to eventually tell her before I get to meet her.
And get drunk and
because
can't resist
it. He messed up our country. I don't see why I can't mess up his relationship.
In your opinion. And if you want to come in on that, 0344-499-1000, the door's always open.
So basically we need your advice, the listener, on how he should break the news to her that he voted Brexit.
That is a great idea. Why don't you... Well, honestly, why don't you ring us up? You've got plenty of time. 0344-499-1000 if you've got any advice. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio. Or you can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Exactly. But I'm thinking of you, and I'm really sort of thinking of convenience and digits and thumbs and cost. So I would say easiest is to ring us. 0344-499-1000. This has the makings of a Ray Cooney farce to me.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He wrote plays.
Okay. Any particular ones?
Yes, he did farce. He was a farceur. He wrote farces like Run for Your Wife, When Did You Last See Your Trousers?
Okay.
And Don't Mention the Brexit, to name but three. Yeah, this all of this, you know, this has the classic sort of tension, slight, you know, social taboos thing going.
Yeah. So maybe, is he still alive?
He is, because his film, Run For Your Wife, was made in 2012 and took £620 in its opening weekend.
Really? Do you reckon we could get him?
Possibly not after what I said about him on yesterday's breakfast show. But we could try. Why not try? That's what I say. Let's try.
We'll tweet him or something, I guess.
If you've got any thoughts, how should this be broken to the woman? Perhaps in the style of a Ray Cooney farce. Ideally. Why don't you send them to us? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or just ring us up. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. After the break, it's... Did you say All Over Datchet next? That's what the hell is going on. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, spiders and things biting. Yeah, basically too much sunlight. It's global warming, you see. Too much sunlight is hitting the UK. We'll take a break. Now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month...
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,329 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th of September. UK-only guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Hungry citizens of Britain! With Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away! So picture that perfect pizza. Set your sights on a classic curry. Say, why the heck not, to sweet and sour chicken? Then fire up the Just Eat app. For tonight, we feast like kings. Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram Blue Circle Master Creep was £3.96, now just £3.33 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Be challenged. Be inspired. Be adventurous. Be confident. Be valued. Be trusted. Be skilled. Be supported, be respected, belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 southbound in Cheshire, there's a lane blocked and long delays due to an accident before junction 19 for Knutsford, with congestion back to 20 for the Lym interchange. Better news on the M5 northbound, all lanes are reopened after that earlier car fire between 20 for Clevedon and 19 for Portishead. Still some slow traffic there though. In Bedfordshire, the M1 southbound, there's queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between junction 12 for Flitwick and 11 for the Dunstable Road. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Orange juice. Orange juice with bits, orange juice without bits. Orange juice with a straw, in a glass. Cold orange juice, zesty orange juice, tangy orange juice for breakfast, orange juice that zings, and orange juice.
Right now, Tropicana is half price. Just £1.29 at your local Co-op. 950 millilitres was £2.59. Varieties are stocked, subject to availability. See in store for details. Offer ends 18th of April.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions, and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What the hell is going on?
There's a story in today's Daily Star. Spider bite mum begs, cut off my zombie foot.
What the hell is going on?
What the hell? Poor woman, man. This is awful. A mother bitten by a venomous spider while in hospital. What
the hell is going on?
Has demanded that doctors amputate her zombie foot. She says she was attacked by a false widow, a relative of the deadly black widow, while sitting at her son's sickbed. The mum of five woke up the next morning. Mum of five?
What the hell is going on?
She says she was in pain. I mean, after five kids, surely you don't feel anything anymore anywhere, right?
What the hell is going on?
I mean, come on. Anyway, she got a cellulitis infection. Now, 8 months later, the infected bite has cost her two jobs as a lollipop lady and security officer. I don't know why Lollipop Lady made me want to laugh. This is a very sad story. And she's been serving an eviction notice from her home now. I feel awful. Anyway, she wants her life back, and it all sounds very awful. I didn't even know you could get spiders like that in this country. On the line now to talk to us about this is Tom Clark. He is a zookeeper at Paradise Wildlife Park. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Thanks very much for talking to us today. Are these false widows, are these... Is this a common thing? I mean, have we always had these things?
Yes, false widows, although they're not like a native species, they have actually been living in the UK for like over hundreds of years now. So they've been here for quite a while.
Are they proliferating, do you think?
I would imagine, like, with climate change and the weather getting slightly warmer in this country, that we are starting to see like an increase in their amounts. But in all seriousness, they're actually not that dangerous. And I know it sounds quite horrible what this woman has gone through. Yeah. But the chances of actually dying from one of these spider bites is actually near impossible.
Should she cut off her zombie foot?
Well, if it's that bad, then yeah. But to be honest with you, the likelihood is that it's got infected in some way rather than the actual venom itself.
Okay.
If it's not like treated straight away, then yeah, that can lead to like secondary infections, which is probably what I would guess has happened.
That's very impressive. Very impressive diagnosis there. we'll come on to you and your injuries in a bit, but there's this other story about a father left fighting for his life after a giant adder slithered into his toddler son's buggy and bit him. This is terrifying.
You know what? This is going to sound really harsh, but he's actually quite lucky because adders are actually increasingly more endangered in this country now. They're actually hard to come across. So the fact that we actually saw one and even got bit by one is, you know, quite unique, quite rare.
Yeah, not necessarily lucky, but let's say not unique.
Lucky, yeah.
So adders, because I was building up a theory, right?
Right.
This is my theory. This is why I've never really had a huge inclination to go to Africa. I know John Holmes, you know, chipped off to Rwanda without a care in the world, and that's, you know, more power to him. And if you want to hear his documentary, it's on the talkradio.co.uk website. You can hear it. Went out yesterday. But in Africa, right, you've got lots of sunlight. hit it. It's near the equator. You've got tons of sunlight hitting the land, right?
Yeah.
Which means more energy, right? Yeah. So there's denser foliage, more flora equals more fauna, and it all gets bigger and better and faster. And as far as I'm concerned, that just means everything is bigger and more capable of killing you. And that's why I don't want to go to Africa, right? So you've got, you know, even like the bees there, like African bees, they can do like 400 miles an hour and kill you. The slugs can do 40 miles an hour and kill you. Like everything is huge and can kill you. And I've always maintained that I love living in the UK because it's a bit damp and a bit miserable and nothing can, it's really not even about sunlight. It's just about apathy. Nothing can be bothered to grow to a size where it can actually do you any harm. But and then so then I was going to say with the adders, like, oh, is this all happening with global warming? But they're on the decline. Why are they on the decline?
The main reason why they're on the decline is just the fact that human population is kind of ever growing and ever expanding. We're having to build more and more on the natural wildlife. So that's kind of one of the reasons why people are encountering these animals a lot more. Is just we're purely like building on, you know, the wildlife where these guys used to live. So they're having to be forced to live amongst us.
Really?
So, also, like, you know, with how social media and stuff, like, people used to get bit by spiders and bit by snakes and stuff before, but you never really heard about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, you know, when we're all busy tweeting pictures of our breakfast.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a major dramatic moment in social media, isn't it? Someone got bitten by something. Tell us about what you, like, have you had any injuries in your line of work as zookeeper at Paradise Wildlife Park?
Not really, no, just because, you know, everything we do with the animals, there's like really good, safe protocols in place and a lot of stuff. Everything we do with the animals is on their choice, you know. If they don't want us near them, then we don't go near them, you know. But
plus, do they sense it? Can you do like the Crocodile Dundee thing of like just putting your hand out and they will just sit?
We just read off the animal's behaviour. Like if, you know, we open that door and they're showing signs that they don't want us to go in, then fine, we'll leave them to it and go back a bit later. So
awesome. What animals do you work with? Do you specialise?
So me specifically at the moment, I'm specialising in the birds and the training of animals. But I used to work with the reptiles and all the spiders and arachnids, tarantulas.
Oh, man. Was that like a... Were you always into that? Spiders?
Yeah, I've always liked animals. Always, yeah, used to... You know, I was that weird child that used to pick up bugs in the back garden and bring them in the house and stuff. So,
tell me the truth now, Tom.
Yeah.
Did you ever like chuck an insect at a girl you liked?
No, I can't say I did.
Okay, good. Because that's not okay.
No.
Good. So should we be worried? Is this going to get worse? You know, with these mild summers we're having, winters we're having?
To be honest, it's hard to say. Like whether or not it's going to get worse or not it's going to get better. Obviously, people are more aware of it now, so that's, I guess, only a good thing. But like the worst thing we can do is start, you know, trying to kill everything because we need them in our ecosystem for it to thrive. So
yeah, totally. But I don't think I'm going to go anywhere now without a glass and a postcard.
Yeah,
that's my top tip.
Yeah, sounds like a good one.
Humane removal. Well, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday Monday. That was Tom Clark, zookeeper at Paradise Wildlife Park. Now I've got to say we've had some. I was going to try and find some appropriately romantic music for you. Here we go. This is the best I can do. We've been asking about Cornelius's friend.
It is a friend.
Yeah. No, 100%, mate. Of course it is. Cornelius's friend, but who has no name, apparently. But
he just didn't want to be named.
No, it's cool. Who has started going out with someone, but doesn't know how to break it to her that he voted Brexit. it seems like she's assumed he was a Remainer, right?
Yeah, that's what's happened. So, yeah. I mean, because we're based in London, I mean, chances are...
In that bubble.
Yeah. And a young person, so... Yeah,
unbelievable. Well, we've had some suggestions for how he should break it to her.
Okay.
Michael, thank you very much. He's texted us. He says he should break the news by wearing a T-shirt with Nigel Farage's face on it, surrounded by a big love heart. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you'd like to text a suggestion, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
another t-shirt suggestion, actually. Julie says, this one requires an element of logistical planning, but do you remember those I'm with stupid t-shirts?
Yes.
Just get one that says, this idiot voted for Brexit with an arrow point. So you could wear that.
Yeah, buy it. Yeah, or his girlfriend, he could buy it.
Yeah, I bought this for you, darling, and then stands to the left of her. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Thanks very much for that. Andy suggests, no, I can't read that. Out of context, I definitely can't read that. I mean, I just can't read that. I'm no Charlie Wolf. Right. a bit of any other business. We've got some suggestions. Oh, yeah, hang on. Dan says, because we said in the style of Ray Cooney, the great farceur, right?
Mm.
How should he tell this new girlfriend that he voted Brexit? Dan says he should write his confession on a post-it note, but then he puts it on a rake handle. The rake is placed under a washing line, covered in ladies' underwear, which is confusing as his mother, who drinks too much, is on her way round, thinking her son lives a chaste life. This is way too on the money for a Ray Cooney farce. Dude, you can make money out of that. Thanks, Dan. He also says, my time in Malawi once. We checked our boots for scorpions. I had no worrying encounters with wildlife. Well, I'm glad to hear it. You can be here to text us your farce. So, yeah, thanks very much. Julie then, she's added to the T-shirt idea.
Okay.
This idiot voted for Brexit. And then he stands next to the wrong person with hilarious consequences.
Oh, yeah.
This is brilliant. I had no idea this idea had such legs. Thanks very much indeed for all your suggestions. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yes, indeed. Thanks very much. What did you say, Cass? Say it again. You might as well just say it on the microphone. I don't care. It's fine. Deconstruct the show.
I said just keep filling for another 38 seconds.
Keep filling for another 38 seconds. Good.
21 now.
Okay. Sorry, run that by me one more time. What did you say I was supposed to do?
Fill for another 18.
That's not what you said. I'm sure you said 38 seconds.
Yeah, that was like 30 seconds ago.
Well, that would only leave 8 seconds. That would be...
I know. Where are we now, Martin?
Five
seconds. And we can
just give it to me one more time.
All right, just...
Okay, bye.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, crammed full of the latest tech like 4G Wi-Fi, advanced park assist and by Xenon headlights with cornering lights, and be yours to drive for a frankly ridiculous $205 a month? Yes. It's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. For just $205 a month over 35 months with 4305 advance rental, the Vauxhall Corsa always gets a great reception. For more irresistible offers, visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires activation and is subject to network coverage and availability. Charges apply after free trial period. T's and C's apply. Order by 3rd July 2017.
Mom.
Yes, love.
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my...
credit rating?
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to...
stand on your own 2 feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could...
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan?
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end today. DFS.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99, saving £20. Or Leyland Trade Matte Emulsion in White or Magnolia, two 10-litre tubs for just £22. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
Coming up after the news, we're going to be talking to Spike, my little boy, who's come in today because it's a bank holiday, so you're allowed. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Russia's warning over North Korea, a deadly plane crash near Lisbon, and Prince Harry opens up about handling his grief.
Talk radio.
Russia has warned the United States against a preemptive strike on North Korea. The US says its patience with Pyongyang is running out after a failed missile launch over the weekend. Dr. Ramon Pichedo Pardo is a senior lecturer in international relations.
I don't think the US is really thinking about launching an attack because South Korea doesn't want this, China doesn't want this. Even in the US, many bosses are against a potential attack on North Korea. But the potential threat of launching an attack could be seen by Pyongyang as a change in policy from the US, and they have to take this option seriously.
A small plane has crashed near a supermarket in Portugal, killing all four people on board. It came down in a residential area outside Lisbon just before midday. There are claims an historic referendum in Turkey that gives the president powers to replace the country's parliamentary system may have been achieved using fraudulent votes. Turkey's main opposition party is calling for the result to be cancelled. Prince Harry has revealed he spoke to a counsellor after realising he hadn't dealt with the death of his mother, Princess Diana. The princess's brother, the Duke of Cambridge, told him he needed to get help after living through 2 years of total chaos in his mid-20s. The interview was with the Daily Telegraph's Bryony Gordon. She thinks by speaking out, Harry will be able to help many others.
We definitely think of him as a bit of a lad, a bit of a clown prince. And, you know, to show that actually that isn't the full story and to have him talk openly is incredibly helpful, especially when we have in this country a really terrible male suicide rate.
A 17-year-old girl has died after being bitten by a shark while out surfing in Western Australia. Local news say the teenager lost a lot of blood from her leg. And the actor Richard Wilson wants to find the doctor who saved his life last year after he suffered a heart attack. The 80-year-old was due at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival but fell ill in London. A medic just happened to be walking by.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Showery with rain falling as hail or sleet in Scotland, but drier in the south with highs of 14 degrees.
I read about that story about Richard Wilson and the heart attack.
Great
and
story.
Obviously, it's great that he's okay and he's well, and that's a relief because it means we can do jokes about it. He had a heart attack. This is according to the Daily Star.
Mm.
He had a heart attack during a meeting at a London bakery.
That's an unusual place to have a meeting.
Yeah, shall see you at the bakery for the guys. We need to go through the first quarter figures. Okay, business is down and it's going to be crunch time. Some of you are going to be sacked. Shall we meet in the bakery?
Do you know? I think it's a good place to have meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call one in a bakery and see who comes?
I mean, I've no reason to have a meeting. I don't know who I'd even invite. Probably just Dibble. Normally, I'll report if he's on sport today.
Yeah, of course he is on sport. Yeah. And I understand you want me to throw to sport.
That wasn't what I was doing.
No, okay. Well, how's the Balalaika news coming along for
I mean, I haven't even looked it up. It's not happening. I'm not doing that. We're doing animal news.
It's Easter, Victoria.
Yeah, but what has a Balalaika got to do with Easter? I didn't even know what it was until you mentioned
it. Balalaika is a Russian folk instrument, isn't it?
And did you say it was
Easter...
Greek?
No, well, I made that up.
Oh.
I was lying.
Misinformation.
It's Russian, Balalaika.
Fake news.
And there's the Easter... What's this? The Russian Easter... Russian Easter... Overture. Yeah. Which could be played on a Balalaika, right? I wonder if I could find it on the Balalaika. Let's have a look. You made this happen.
No, I
this
didn't.
Has nothing to do with
you
me.
You plucked that word out of nowhere.
Yeah, because you wouldn't let me
to
have balaclava for good reason, Cornelius. Yeah. For good reason.
Yeah.
Look, I've got... Oh, it's not available.
That's probably for not the best. That.
Fine, should we have the sport?
Bye.
Talk Radio Sports
Bye.
Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. The whole Brighton squad are determined to take the club into the Premier League for the first time ever, according to manager Chris Hughton. Automatic promotion will be secured against Wigan this afternoon, provided third-placed Huddersfield get a worse result against Derby. And the boss says his players deserve huge credit for putting them on the verge of history.
At the moment, we're in a good run, and it's a really good time to be on that run. But I think they've learned a lot all season. We've at the moment, got really good competition in the squad, and they're all pushing, and that real determination is showing through.
In the Premier League, Arsenal look to keep their Champions League hopes alive by beating Middlesbrough tonight, who themselves need a result in their fight against relegation. Yeah. And Kyle Edmonds won his All-British tennis match with Dan Evans at the Monte Carlo Masters. He's got the easy task of a match against Rafael Nadal next. Andy Murray makes his return from injury in the tournament on Wednesday. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Yeah.
Talk Radio.
JPR in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
I knew that. I knew it was starting now. Here we go. Let's have some music then. Fine. Hi. Very much a bank holiday feel to it today, I think. It's Jake Gap here on Talk Radio with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Cornelius is here.
Hello.
Hello. Cass is here. Hello. It's all right, take your time. Don't
all right.
You all right? Marta's here. Or
Enrique.
Enrique, as Cass likes to think of her. So it's lovely to be here. Thanks very much for letting me have some weekday fun. And special guest in the studio, special guest now who's suddenly looking a bit shy. It's Spike, my own son. Hi, Spike.
Hi.
Hi, darling. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, do you want to talk in the microphone?
No.
No? Why not? I thought you'd really...
Because it's too.
Have you got a bit shy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's a bit scary, isn't it? This sounds very much like my first show, Spike. It was basically this for 3 hours. Do you remember the garden show you did with the microphone? Yeah, that was really good. What did you see in the garden?
Nothing.
Lots of things. What was there? Did you see a lot of sand because you sprinkled it all over the path?
Did you see any worms?
Some worms. Should we sing a song? What should we sing? Grand Old Duke of York?
Oh, yeah.
Ready? Oh, the Grand Old Duke of York. He had 10,000 men now. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. How's it go after that? Can't remember.
What happens after that? Well, they marched them down again.
Yeah! And... How's it go after that?
When they're up.
They were up. And where... It's a hard room. Tough room. Yeah! And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. Great. That's the kind of thing you tune in for, I think. Why don't you stick around while we do our Easter quiz? I'm excited about this. I didn't do any imaging for it, but I'm still excited about it. I'll play... Shall I play
some music.
Sort of quizzy music. Some quizzy music. Hang on. I've got it here. It's coming. Stand by. This will do. Easter quiz! Okay. So this was a nice idea of Cornelius's. Hello.
Yeah, so I noticed today in a number of the bank holiday newspapers, because we'll be honest, it's a very slow news day.
Yeah, it's why, it's reflected in the content of the show.
Yeah. A lot of the national newspapers have just opted to put in a bank holiday or Easter quiz into their papers.
People have been saying, you know, Easter's turned into the new Christmas.
Have they?
Yeah.
How so?
Or just not bothering to do any journalism.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I think it's quite normal. So I thought what we might be able to do today is that I can quiz you on the quizzes in the Easter Monday newspaper quizzes quiz.
I see. So how does this work? You ask me a question and I don't have to answer the question, but I have to figure out what paper it's from.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. That's a fun quiz. I like this quiz.
Okay, so the papers involved today have all gone for one-off bank holiday quizzes. The Daily Star.
Yeah.
And the supplements from the Times, the Times 2.
All right,
and
Star, Times.
The Guardian has gone with the G2 as well.
Yeah, G2. They're so down with the kids.
So free.
Yo, this is G2! So groovy, so cool. Sorry, carry on.
Okay, so.
Yo, G2! I'm a liberal. Anyway, carry on.
So I'm going to ask you the questions. Don't worry
about
answering
them.
Checking
out the seasons at the NFT. That sort of thing. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going to be. Carry on. I'm so sorry.
So I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
You let me know which paper, the Star, the Times, or the Guardian they're from. Are we ready for the first one?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sandy Toksvig, Noel Fielding, and Prue Leaf were announced as the replacement personnel for which TV show's departed staff?
You see, I thought this was a shoo-in for the Star because it's so easy at first. But then when the departed staff bit came in at the end, I thought that's slightly more ornate language there.
Mm.
And that's made me have to rethink it. I'm going with the Times.
That is correct.
Wow!
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, have you written down one as
one
well?
One point.
Okay, what about this one? This heavenly object is thought to result from an event seen by Chinese observers.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go with the Guardian. Guardian.
Yeah.
Guardian. Two! G2! G to the two. Yeah, okay.
The Smurfs are back in cinemas. What colour are they?
That
Barbie!
Would be Barbie. There we go. That's a good guess. What colour are the Smurfs, Spike?
Poo.
Oh, there we go. And there was me saying he didn't know any swears. Yeah. Excellent news. Well done. No, you know, you said it enough times now. Otherwise, you'll have to go, Spike. I would go with... I'm going to go with the Star.
Yes, you're correct.
Incredible.
Okay. What links these former prime ministers? The British Spencer Percival, the Lebanese...
Times. The Times.
No, it's the Guardian.
Oh!
So that's wrong.
Okay.
Guardian poo.
There's my wrong noise. Cass, just tell me when you've had enough of the excrement chat, and we'll hoik him out. I know it's
we're here till four, so
we're here till four.
Keep going.
Okay.
Who became the first singer to enter the UK singles charts at number 1 and 2, achieving the feat with songs Shape of You and Castle on the Hill? The Times, The Guardian, or The Daily Star?
That's a hard one.
Woolly Bully!
There we go. Woolly Bully. I'm going to go with... Oh, man. I'm going to say The Guardian?
No, that is The Times. Wow, you thought the Guardian would go for that.
I see. I'm losing it now. It was three. I've got three in a row. Now I've had two. Oh, okay.
Christians believe that Jesus rose from the dead on which day?
No, hang on.
Didn't we have to take your first answer there?
Okay, fine.
It was the Daily Star.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So it's three right, three wrong. How many more of these have we got?
Not as many as you want.
Okay, fine.
This heavenly object is thought to result from an event seen by Chinese observers in 1054, containing a pulsar. What is located at the area of the constellation Taurus?
Guardian.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. I thought like, there we go. It was the Chinese part. I thought that's pretty well read. Yeah. Okay, Spike. Thank you very much.
Okay. How about this one? Easter gets its name from Oster, but what was it? I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I'm gonna. All right. That will do. I'm gonna say. Oh, I don't know. Times.
It's the Daily Star. Yeah, the Daily Star quiz had, yeah, really, Spike, a word that I didn't know how to pronounce. It's,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything anatomical.
And finally, now, yeah, this could be any of them, I think.
Okay.
Who is the New England Test captain?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Times. I think they're quite big on their cricket coverage. No, well, they, so they wouldn't ask that because they'd assume you'd know it. So it's got to be either the Star or the Guardian. I'm going to go with the Star.
It is the Star. You've got it.
Ah!
So how many did you get?
Pulled it back. Pulled it back at the last
minute. Five out of nine.
I had eight right. Sorry, four wrong and four right. And then I finally, on the last one, I just tipped it into rightness.
If you had to do any of those quizzes, which one do you reckon is your taste?
The Guardian.
The Guardian.
Yo, you're joking. This is G2 happening now with the Iranian Cinema Festival. Checking out the Borough Markets. The smoked olives, yo. Keeping it real. With the Garage Makeover Home Studio profiling a artist. That's the sort of thing I do.
Yes,
quite. I've got to invent a rapper called G2, man. This is the I'm writing this down. I'm going to give this to you.
The G2 rap.
This, the G2 rapper. Yo, this is G2, yo.
Do you not get the same sort of feeling from Times 2?
Yeah. Times 2. G2 and Times
Featuring.
2. Yeah, versus, yeah. It should be a rap battle, shouldn't it? Versus Times. Okay. I don't want you to think this is all we talk about in our house, Cornelius, because that would be wrong.
You'd be very... That would be pooey.
Yes. Sometimes we talk about we as well. So, oh, Spike, what should we get you to do? Do a little performing monkey bit. Go on. Good monkey.
Wow.
What noise do monkeys make? Very good. What noise do elephants make? Very good. And
what side of the Brexit debate do you fall on?
97.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the Maastricht Treaty of 97,
yeah,
which was, sort of describes itself, really. Finally, Spike, what newspaper do you like to read?
DJ.
DJ, very good. DJ. All right, well, do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Go on, then.
I want to sit with Mummy.
Yeah, sit with Mummy and then do it.
Say goodbye, though. Say bye. No.
Okay, fine. Okay. Oh, I think we're going to be talking to CJ. That's exciting. Mm. We talked to him last week. He was wondering whether he should get his hair cut to try and attract women. We've got an update on that. I know you've been on TikToks all weekend. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Helen's homecoming lamb.
It's a lot quieter around here since the boys went off to college. Sunday roast was always the highlight. All the family around the table for my roast leg of lamb with salsa verde crust. I'm doing it again today. It's their favourite and... Hang on a minute.
Hi, Mum. We brought a couple of pals back. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's good to have them back for a couple of weeks.
Find Helen's homecoming lamb recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty.
So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenny.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £20 off a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with two lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. But hurry, deals end today. Screwfix, here when you need us.
It's Jet Set Go for the Great Easter Excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Go to TalkSport.com/competitions, answer the Easter teaser and you could win a cracking £500 holiday gift card. Fancy sipping sangrias sunny side up in Spain, poaching the best place by the pool in Parma, or even experiencing an unbeatable city break in New York. Play the Great Easter Excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Trust us to find the right car for you.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Cheshire on the M6 southbound, one lane's blocked off just before junction 19 for Knutsford because of an accident and recovery work. Queues are back to junction 21. The M180 westbound in Lincolnshire, one lane shut there and overturned car at junction 3 for Scunthorpe. M1 southbound in Bedfordshire, there was an accident between junction 12 and junction 11 for Dunstable Road. In Essex, the A134 northern approach is shut. That's as you come up towards the North Station roundabout. And in Devon, the M5 northbound slow between junction 27 for Tiverton and junction 25. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Easter mega deals at Currys PC World. Hundreds of deals at Black Friday prices and free next day delivery on thousands of products. 10% off the mark price on Windows laptops over £699. Large screen TVs, 150 off. A Hotpoint washing machine, tumble dryer and dishwasher at £199 each. Plus, this weekend only, an extra 10% off hundreds of products. Must end Monday, so be quick. At Currys PC World, we start with you. Next day delivery on large kitchen appliances and TVs over 40 inches. Subject to availability, excludes Easter Sunday.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale, a great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of baloney.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Jake Yap here with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Sitting in for John Holmes. He's back tomorrow from 1. In a second, we're going to talk to CJ, but we've had lots of reaction. Cornelius's friends problem. Got a new girlfriend. She assumes he voted Remain, but he voted Leave. How should he break it to her, we were asking. Ideally in the style of a Ray Cooney farce. Jem says, presumably the girlfriend will be aware he's a congenital idiot, so perhaps he should do something else impulsive with no thought, such as buying a bucket full of scorpions, leaving it in the bathroom, and when she's in hospital being treated, then mention it. Oh, hey now, hey now. Daniel says they should get used to a life of loneliness and isolation. People who voted Brexit don't deserve love. Wow.
Oh,
hey, now, hang on. I'm say, sure hang on now, right. Guys. Dan says, I saw the farce Donkey's Years. Never heard of that one. Went backstage to see a cast member, walked into a changing room, and another cast member had no trousers on. Yes, they keep the farce going even backstage. May the farce be with you always. The farce is strong in this one. Jem said, why don't I play the Batmobile chat jingle and maybe Spike would join him. Spike's gone now. It's okay. There'll be no more poo talk, thank you. Although we are about to talk to CJ. Julie suggests that your friend Cornelius...
Yes?
...should take the new girlfriend to a Fawlty Towers-style hotel. Don't mention the vote! Daniel says... He should keep it to himself, wait until they've got married and had children, forge a successful career as a filmmaker, then release a film called Honey, I Shrunk the Prospects for Our Kids.
That's brilliant. That's my favourite one.
Yeah, so that's far. A good one. Thank you very much. Michelle says, I think you need to read your special version of Dr. Seuss to Spike. No, I don't. Also, if Spike is his real name, I have a new respect for vegans. I don't know. Yeah, it is his real name. Took some guts, man. Anyway, welcome along. And a very good afternoon to CJ. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You know, I used to dislike vegans, and then I met you, and I found a new respect for them.
Grudging, though. I hope grudging at the best.
Well, most of the vegans I know are quite stuck up and arrogant, but you're nice. You're
no, I am stuck up and arrogant. I am stuck. I just sort of try to cover it with self-deprecation. there's
I'm
a good
sad.
Example. Why? Now, tell me, now, when we last left you, you had phoned us up to... we'd had this conversation about, should you get your hair cut?
Mm, yes, we did.
In order to ingratiate yourself with women.
And I returned bearing some sad news. I'm afraid my heart have been broken.
No!
Yes. It has been broken by the fair maiden I was trying to woo. She has friend-zoned me.
She's friend-zoned you.
She's friend-zoned of me. I am a mess of broken heart and tears. The angels are weeping.
Oh.
They are weeping for me.
Someone's weeping. Oh.
Anyway.
Yep.
So I was wondering if we could do some hardcore rave on the radio just to cheer me up.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, sure. Before we do the hardcore rave, can you tell us how did you get friend zoned? How did you know you were in the friend zone? People rarely say you've been friend zoned. So how did it? What were the subtle key shifts in?
What gave it away was that she said upon this merryeth day, Sunday. Yeah.
Dafteth apeth.
The 16th of April.
Yes.
Thou, CJ, and my friend.
Oh.
And, yeah, you know, that sort of gives it away.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, that sort of, you know, spells it out for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I feel for you. I remember that feeling. It's an awful feeling.
You can feel me if you want. I mean,
no, I'm okay. Yeah.
Have I been friend zoned again? Oh, Jacob has friend zoned me upon the radio. He have broken my heart.
A few drinks. That was what happens. So now you want some hardcore rave?
Yeah.
Was that your era then?
No, I just thought, you know, when you're feeling depressed and heartbroken, a bit of gay hardcore rave would cheer you up.
Okay, well, knock yourself out.
Yeah, well, I could do. Okay, you ready? Is everyone in dancing hardcore raving positions?
Sure.
Yeah,
we all, because this is, you know...
As much as I've ever been.
Yeah, is Keely on his feet? Because he better be.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him up. Yeah, it's cast up.
Mate, we've all got our shirts off.
Mine's off. I usually is off when I tune in. But, is everyone up? We all ready?
Yeah.
Yep. It's your... Can you at least you ready?
Yeah.
Jake, are you ready?
Yeah.
Cast ready? We all ready?
I'm starting to think you're not ready.
I'm always ready.
Yeah, have you queued up? Whatever you're going to... Right, go on then.
Let's do this. Let's do some hardcore raving. Come on! Yeah, come on, everyone. Let's dance. Come on! Come on, take your shirts off, people. Come on, let's do this. Yeah, that's it. Hardcore raving on the radio. That's what we want to do. Everyone dancing? Are you dancing? Jake, are you dancing?
Oh, mate, this is an absolutely top night.
Right, get behind, right? Get behind your... Right behind Cornelius, right? I want to see some moving here. Come on.
Yeah.
Go on, Cornelius, you get in there. Mate, you get in there. Get some dancing on, mate.
I can't speak to you because I'm currently spinning on my head on the floor.
Yeah, man, spin your head, man. You rock.
I am.
Yeah.
You rock your head.
This is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, man, it's wicked. There we go, I feel bad.
I would say that had absolutely 100% of the appeal and allure of a rave night.
What intrigues me is why the sad music is so much louder than the rave music.
Yeah, that was peculiar, wasn't it? That was a surprise.
It's a quiet rave.
Yeah.
It's a quiet rave.
You don't want to trouble anyone, do you? Yeah.
Hey, come on, I'm using YouTube here. I'm not an expert. Yeah, I've got tabs open. Blimey.
Oh. Yeah. That's okay. We appreciate the effort.
Not so much. I have a mix on my PC, unfortunately.
Yeah. Jungle is massive. Jungle is sort of...
Jungle is massive.
Reasonably sized. That was very good. Well, CJ, I think maybe we need to sort of think of, you know, perhaps in that kind of What Women Want way, you know, that film with every woman's favourite.
I think it was going to go full-time gay, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As opposed to part-time?
Yeah, yeah, instead of being in the middle, you know, full-time. I can do that. I can be gay. Well, I'm being gay.
I'm a 0 hours gay, so I kind of... There's always the option. It's just rarely taken. CJ, we wish you well with your ongoing quest for love.
Thank you.
I think I'm probably doing some cover shows in a couple of weeks. So
brilliant. And I didn't mention bumholes once.
Goodbye! let's catch up with the latest news headlines, shall we, with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio. North Korea has been warned it would be unwise to test the resolve of Donald Trump as the country works to advance its nuclear and ballistic missile program. On a visit to South Korea, Vice President Mike Pence said America's commitment to its ally was ironclad and immutable. But Russia has sent a message to the US against taking a preemptive strike on the secretive state. Dr. Ramon Pechedo Pardo is a senior lecturer in international relations.
I think Russia is also concerned by the fact that it thought that Putin would be closer to Trump. And we have seen over the past few weeks with Syria, for example, that this is not the case. So I think Russia is changing its perception of the Trump administration, and it thinks that the US might be willing to launch an attack on North Korea.
A small plane has crashed near a Lidl supermarket in Portugal, killing all four people on board. It came down in a residential area outside Lisbon after taking off from a nearby airport. Two men are in a serious condition in hospital after they were sprayed with acid in a nightclub in East London. At least 12 people suffered burns at Mangle in Dalston in the early hours this morning. Prince Harry has revealed he had counselling after going off the rails in his 20s following the death of his mother. He says he went through 2 years of total chaos, years after Princess Diana was killed in a car crash. And teams of researchers are building up maps of major cities according to their smells. It's hoped urban smellscapes will assist future planning decisions. The weather showery with rain falling as hail or sleet in Scotland. Drier in the south with highs of 14 degrees is more in half an hour.
I miss the smell of American cities.
Do you?
Yeah, I haven't been to America for like 12, 13 years or something.
You lived there, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, did you?
I did. I used to live in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I worked for BBC America.
What were you doing?
BBC America. Just the bins. And I made promos. I made trailers for TV shows.
Oh, cool.
And, well, you say that. I was doing ones for things like Ground Force. Oh. And I would make a trailer for Ground Force, and I'd say to the
American... Did you need to be in Washington for that?
Apparently. I felt I did. Well, you did, actually, because in those days, like, everything was edited... Oh, I'm not going to go into it. Anyway... But I'd make a trailer with, you know, Alan Titchmarsh and Tommy and all of those people.
Charlie.
And
Tommy Walsh comes on this show, well, John's show, quite a bit, doesn't he?
No, but he does.
He's been once.
Yeah, and then James Well had him on the same story.
Same story, same ideas.
Sort of nicked. So, it happens a lot, doesn't it? People, don't you hate it when people nick your formats, Cornelius?
We won't get into that.
Okay, so... anyway, I'd cut these things and I'd show them to the American editors working on them. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, well, what do you think of that? And they'd be like, yeah, it's great. I can't understand a word anybody's saying, but it's great. So I just made silent films. It was just music and pictures. That was all I did. Do you like the smell of America? Have you ever smelled
I've
America?
I've never been to America.
It's got a unique smell. Their cities have a unique smell.
In what way?
I don't know. It's a slightly...
Bins?
Kind of hot smell.
I mean, it is warmer there in lots of places than
but not
here.
All the places.
Not all the places, no. Gosh, big country.
I have been illuminating. Just 1 hour now to Balalaika News.
I mean, I'm not doing that.
What are you going to do then?
Animal ears.
Have you started looking on that?
No.
So you could really still do Balalaika News. It's
no,
the same
I don't
amount.
Want to. In a sort of I mean, I'm here on a bank holiday and I don't want to do Balalaika News.
How about...
I might come up with another treat for you, though.
What?
Well, I'll make it. Then we'll
How
see.
About... All right, here's my final offer.
Oh, no. Bartering.
We do...
Bartering news.
We do half animal and half balalaika news.
No.
Half of the word balalaika is...
Bali.
Is
and that's
Baller
a lovely
news.
Place.
Baller is, news.
Is Laika, which was the first dog in space, I think. That survived.
I don't know.
The other ones all went pop.
Laika.
Laika. L-A-I-K-A.
K-A.
See if there's any updates on that dog from the 60s.
What we can do as well is do Animal News over the music of some balalaika.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get some balalaika music.
Okay, so me talking about animals over some balalaika seems good.
Sounds
That's
fine.
A good compromise.
Gosh. If ever you needed an incentive to listen for the next hour, I think that was it, don't you? Brilliant. Cass, the dog is from the 60s. Of course, the dog's dead.
No, it didn't last long in space.
The dog died in space?
Yeah.
In space, no one hears you bark. That's dark. Yeah. That's so wrong. Let's play the trail.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me, Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi there. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes for one day only. He's back tomorrow from one. James Max is here for drive time at 4. Looking forward to that. I always think he's slightly... I think I frightened him. I don't mean to.
You frightened James Max?
I could be wrong.
I don't think you frightened him. I think you quite easily confuse him.
No, I don't think I confuse... No, I don't think he's... I think he sort of thinks... Whoa. He's a bit... It's a bit weird, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think he thinks I'm a bit weird.
Well...
It could just be the smell. I don't know. Have you heard about the latest... Like, I don't know when you did exams. It was probably like over four months ago now.
Yeah.
But the ways of cheating... Like, it used to be like just writing in a tiny... tiny letters in blue biro and hoping people would think it was varicose veins, right? That was how we used to cheat. It's so high tech now.
How are people...
Well, this is in today's times, right? An investigation by the Sunday Telegraph. Okay. Found that high-tech earpieces were being sold on Amazon and eBay in listings that included the words exam cheat. They're from £50 to £350, right? Here's what you get. A speaker smaller than a grain of rice.
Ugh. And you put it in your ear.
You stick it in your ear.
No, I don't want that, because that, you're going to lose that.
I know.
And then you just got a cheat whispering in your ear for the rest of your life.
It connects wirelessly to a phone, which can then play audio notes. Wires and sensors connect the speaker to a student's foot, allowing them to use toe movements to forward and rewind recordings. How cool is that? No. I mean, no, that's terrible. That is terrible. That is terrible. It's amazing.
That is, but I would hazard a guess that absolutely no one has ever done that in a test, in the UK at least.
Do you reckon?
That is just too... That is more work than just doing the revision and more money.
Well, you say that on the same page on The Times.
Oh, no.
Is a story saying that spoon-fed pupils are too lazy to revise. The snowflake generation of children. I don't know if this show's familiar with that term. Is this show familiar with that term? Snowflake generation of children is relying on booster classes to get them through crucial exams. Apparently, they're not taking responsibility for revising. And teachers said they were forced to compensate for lazy pupils and poor parenting. So, did your mother help you cram?
Have you been speaking to John?
No! But I do remember hearing something now. That was totally inadvertent. I do apologise. I would never go there. Unlike... Right. And on the same page, one sort of leads to another, right? Stressed out teachers turn to drink and prescription drugs. Is that terrifying? Drinking, smoking and drug taking are at record lows among teenagers, but are on the rise among their teachers. It's kind of yin-yang thing, right? I mean, what do you expect? Terrible.
It's because they confiscated it all from the students, probably.
Crikles. One teacher told the survey, I often think about self-harming or crashing the car so I don't have to go to work. Blimey.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
That's awful. Why is it so bad? It was.
Michael Gove.
Michael Gove. Well.
Bloody Michael Gove.
You jest.
Mm.
You just what? You just said Michael Gove. There's two related... should I do that? I should do the sun read now. I'm running out of time here. Running. We're doing it after... Always. I love doing the sun read. I miss doing the sun read. The sun read is where we talk about the sun talk.
The big event that's happening on Wednesday.
I know. I am so pumped. It's like, what? It's like 52 hours away now.
I know. If I hadn't had work today and tomorrow and Wednesday,
you'd just be
I'd be queuing to get to the front.
Apparently
row.
Now
has the queue started yet?
Yeah.
Have we got any news on the queue at the?
We were going to get a piece. You should have done the Comrex piece. We should have got you out there.
Yeah,
shouldn't we? Where is it? I can't remember. Where is the?
It's at the news building.
Oh right,
in London Bridge.
Oh, we should get you down there.
There's people pitching up tents.
There's four or five.
Sleeping bags.
Yeah. But it's still going to happen. So, in the sun today, two sort of related stories, right? One is that Amber Rudd is looking at new barista visas. Barista visas.
Right. Well, which one?
Barista.
As in coffee?
As in not lawyer.
Okay.
I reckon lawyers probably don't have to worry about it, do they? I mean, if they, like, they operate above the law, don't they?
I don't think that's completely true.
That's a fact. That's a statement of fact here on Talk Radio. Yeah, to let young Europeans work in coffee shops and pubs after Brexit. Their time would be strictly limited to 2 years and they wouldn't be able to claim benefits because bars and restaurants fear they will struggle for staff when we quit the EU. It's amazing, isn't it? Mm. And then, same paper, just a few pages later. And I have to say, the Sun, you know, the Times have grouped their stories very well thematically.
Mm.
Those three education stories all together. Times, Sun, you know, it's a bit all over the place. That story is page 6, page 26. Cocktails class for migrants. Migrants at a detention centre are being taught how to make cocktails.
That's interesting.
Migrants, they learn how to prepare non-alcoholic versions. I was going to say, because there's probably quite a good Muslim contingent there, right?
Mm.
So it's known as mocktails, to get jobs as bartenders after they are deported or freed. like this. Insiders say they do not have to master moves like Tom Cruise in 1988 movie Cocktail.
that was my first question, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no, here we go. they get £1 an hour.
Oh, really?
Crikles.
Is that because they're being detained, though?
Yes, well, I'm assuming there's not a lot of custom.
Yeah.
yeah. They should open it as a bar. That's a great idea. There was a story in the paper yesterday about a pub that's... That's opened in a church. Basically, a church is opening as a bar.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Not like the church building has been sold.
Oh,
it's still a church, but once a week, it's happy hour.
So they're offering more than wine?
yeah. And I think you get mixed nuts instead of wafers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, happy hour followed by happy clappy hour. Let's take a break, shall we?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on without one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
At Wix, there's 15% off everything this Easter, but it's a holiday. Introducing the Buy Now, Do It Later sale. Ends midnight. Wix, let's do it right. T's and C's apply.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Manchester, Chapel Street is closed off because of a police incident. It's shut between Victoria Street and the A6 Victoria Bridge Road. The A6 Matlock Street northbound in Bakewell, that's shut because of an accident involving two vehicles between Rutland Square and Mill Street. Lincolnshire, the M180 westbound, one lane shut, overturned car at Junction 3 for Scunthorpe. M1 southbound Bedfordshire, there was an accident between Junction 12 and Junction 11 for Dunstable Road. Open, really, really slow though following an accident. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Easter Mega Deals at Currys PC World. Hundreds of deals at Black Friday prices and free next day delivery on thousands of products. 10% off the mark price on Windows laptops over £699. Large screen TVs, 150 off. A Hotpoint washing machine, tumble dryer and dishwasher at £199 each. Plus, this weekend only, an extra 10% off hundreds of products. Must end Monday, so be quick. At Currys PC World, we start with you. Next day delivery on large kitchen appliances and TVs over 40 inches. Subject to availability, excludes Easter Sunday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. He'll be back tomorrow from 1. James Max up at 4. Now then, it's time for us to cast a spotlight on an area of the UK that doesn't always necessarily make front page news, but should, I think. And today we're heading off to Plymouth. Because why not? In a slot that we like to call All Over Datchet.
All Over Datchet.
All
all over Datchet on Talk Radio. And joining us on the line from the Plymouth Herald is Richard Amofa. Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks very much for joining, especially on a bank holiday.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been lovely. Nice and relaxed. And yeah, it's been a great weekend, thank you.
Good. Has it all been kicking off in Plymouth?
No, it's been a bit of a... You know, we've had some good weather. It's been nice down here.
Good.
And celebrating it in the usual way.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm guessing that involves a lot of chocolate. Tell us a little bit about your patch, Plymouth. Do you cover all of Plymouth? Do you cover outside Plymouth?
Yeah, so you know, all over Plymouth and just on the outskirts as well. But you know, it's a great city and it's much bigger than what people realise as well. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the stories making the news in Plymouth. There's a cafe where police stopped for a coffee break. What's this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the other day we all saw the article in the Sun that was critical of the police officers having their coffee break. And the cafe have spoken out, really, and as have many, you know, in support of the police officers on their break. You know, at the police station, they don't have a coffee area anymore. So, you know, they'll just have a nice little 45-minute break, you know, by the home, nice views. And so the cafe have come out and supported them and said that, you know, they're welcome at any time.
Oh, that's a nice story.
That's good.
Yeah. I always quite like seeing police. They always stop at the services near where I live. So it's quite nice to see them hanging out.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, you know, I think the article gave them a lot of stick and, you know, it was just nice to show that, you know, to see that, you know, people are on their side. I mean, especially, you know, the area that they're in as well, you know, it makes them more approachable to the public and, you know, it's not like they were skiving or anything. There was a regulation break. So it's a nice little lighthearted story, you know.
I'm always fascinated to see what they choose to eat. They do like their McDonald's, I find. They do like their McDonald's.
Oh, I've seen
the
KFC, actually.
You've seen the KFC?
Yeah, KFC. There we go.
Although, what was quite nice, I saw there was a group of them once, and they all had McDonald's, except one guy had got, like, a hard-boiled egg salad from M&S. I thought, good for him.
Summer's around the corner, so he's probably, you know, being health-conscious, but, yeah.
Yeah. So what's this thing about pram snobbery? It's another story.
Yeah, so it's a lady from Plymouth, Jalissa Jane. So She wrote to a little blog on her Facebook page, just basically hitting out at people spending thousands of pounds on prams and pushchairs and stuff like that. And it gained a lot of attention.
I can understand that. I remember the first pram I bought for my little boy cost nearly as much as my first car.
Oh, okay.
It's horrendous.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, people were, you know, in defence of her, people were attacking her, you know, saying that, you know, it's up to whoever, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to spend what you like on the pram. But you know, I do understand that prams are quite expensive, to be fair. And, you know, people saying that she was jealous because, you know, her pram was a second-hand one and she's talking about people spending thousands of pounds on it. But it brought up a great debate, really, not just in Plymouth, but nationally as well, I thought. I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, do you think prams are expensive, excessive? What do you think?
I think they are unbelievably expensive. Like, I bought one and I think it was something like 700 quid, which frankly makes me want to faint.
Why didn't you buy a cheaper one?
Because I thought it was kind of future-proof.
Is it vegan? Is it vegan?
It's fair trade. No, it's it's got suspension, it's got Bluetooth, car stereo. No, it's it was just that it was sort of expandable and, you know, it went from being a pram to a pushchair. And I have to say, here we are nearly 4 years later and we still use it.
So, okay, so you've got your money's worth then, pretty much.
Yeah, well, let's not push it, but
did
yeah.
It turn into, like, a mobility scooter for the other end of life.
That's a great
idea.
That's
what I'd expect.
All stages of life. That's such a good idea. There's a market there, mate. You should have...
I've said it now.
You're going to have that for free. But then there was another one I bought, a smaller, lighter one, just which is good for public transport. Still use that one, and that was like only 100 and something quid.
Okay.
But they are expensive. But yeah, it's not really a status thing. In fact, I'll tell you right now, because we knew we were having a boy, and we deliberately got a pink one. Just in a kind of like, we are not falling into gender typing. So it went okay.
Was it received well?
It was fine. people just assumed it was secondhand. So,
fair.
Takes away from that, yeah. And this final story I really like. This is a story about cuddling cats. Oh, it could be nicer.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't go wrong there. So the Woodstock Sanctuary in Plimpton, just off the suburb of Plymouth, they've advertised for people to volunteer to cuddle cats. So, you know, if you've got a bit of spare time, they're calling for people to head down there and, you know, give the cats a cuddle, which I'm sure everyone will love doing.
That's such a nice idea. I always thought this was like a £1 billion idea, and I never did anything about it. But I think it's actually started in Japan. Which is, I was thinking, you've got this whole population, a sort of a demographic of society, right? Which is, I would say, people between, well, I don't know, 18 and 30, mm-hmm. who, let's face it, are probably living in rented accommodation or student accommodation, mm-hmm. which means they can't, you know, they can't even put posters on the walls, let alone have a pet. They miss home life. They miss the family pet and stuff. What is it they do? Where do they go? Well, they hang out in cafes and bars and stuff. And I thought, every cat sanctuary, this is a great new business idea, right? Open as a cafe. So you can go there, you buy your coffee and maybe a little packet of cat food. And then you can sit on a sofa and you get nice, fun cats to play with. They're all over you and you can stroke them and have a coffee and it's like home. And everybody wins.
I think you're onto something there. I mean, to be fair, there are quite a few restaurants and cafes down here which are, you know, dog and cat friendly, actually. So it's something you can definitely tap into. But
Hang on, wait. Did you say there are cafes that are dog and cat friendly?
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the two, hasn't it? You surely have to have apartheid when it comes to that. Surely.
Bloodbath.
Yeah.
Listen, everyone gets along down here, to be fair, so...
Ah,
that's nice.
That's cute. That's very nice. Well, that's a lovely story to end on. Thanks very much for sharing them with us today. If people want to find out more about these stories and what's going on in Plymouth, where should they head to online?
They should head to the Plymouth Herald website, www.plymouthherald.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for being with us today, Richard Amofa of the Plymouth Herald. Thank you for taking us to Plymouth.
He sounded like the nicest bloke, actually.
He did, didn't he? He said they were all nice down there. If they were all like Richard Amofa, I would be right there.
Yeah.
I might go there on a staycation.
Really?
Well, they're up, you know, according to the
They
times.
Always are, aren't they?
Everyone does staycation. The thing is, staycations are really expensive.
Yes.
Like, I know, the Brexit and euro and plummeted and pound and blah, blah, blah. But wowzers, man. Just going away for, like, I went away for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days.
Where did you go or stay?
I went to, it was ever so nice. Went right to near, like, you know, Broadchurch, where the little kid died. Yeah, right there. It's lovely. It's awful. No, but that's why I can't watch those dramas. I cannot watch those dramas.
I don't watch them.
But anyway, it is very beautiful down on the Dorset coast. It's near Bridport. It's called West Bay. It was lovely, but, like, man, it's expensive. Like, who has the money for holidays?
The thing is, we live in quite an expensive country, so even when you go there, you don't get, like, you know, if you go to, like, Spain or somewhere, the cheap booze and food.
Yeah.
Here it's just the same prices.
That's very true.
So that's not even fun.
Well, I don't know. I think there's some weird programming's happened in my head where I sort of feel guilty if I'm not working, and I the idea of spending money to not work seems lunatic to me. But that's the curse of the freelancer, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of absolutely.
Worrying about where's the next. You know, and also, I assume that if I go away for more than 72 hours, will forget who I am.
Yeah, someone takes your job. Yeah, that's a genuine thing.
It is, though, isn't it?
And yeah, we know people that's happened to, I imagine.
Probably. That's why some broadcasters, you know, urge their listeners to go on strike the week that they're going away. Just saying. Fine. Anyway, I'm trying to start a beef, all right? I've had no on-air beef with anybody. After a year of plugging away at it, I should have thrown down with Penny Smith earlier. Maybe I'll have a go with James.
Well, I accidentally barged her with a door earlier.
How did she take it?
She didn't seem to mind.
She didn't rise?
No.
She wasn't like, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Let's go. She wasn't.
No.
I would have seen her as doing that.
Really?
Yeah. We've got our penultimate news bulletin ahead of the balalaika / pet news coming up directly.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, crammed full of the latest tech like 4G Wi-Fi, advanced park assist and Bi-Xenon headlights with cornering lights, and be yours to drive for a frankly ridiculous $205 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. For just £205 a month over 35 months with £4,305 advance rental, the Vauxhall Corsa always gets a great reception. For more irresistible offers, visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires activation and is subject to network coverage and availability. Charges apply after free trial period. T's and C's apply. Order by 3rd July 2017.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's just after 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, Moscow hits out at North Korea, acid attack on clubbers, and the trial of a recyclable coffee cup.
Talk Radio.
Russia's foreign minister says Moscow can't accept North Korea's reckless nuclear actions, but Sergei Lavrov says that doesn't mean others can violate international law in response. Mr. Lavrov says he hopes the US will not take any unilateral measures against North Korea. Professor of International Relations Scott Lucas has told Talk Radio tensions are rising under President Trump.
He's not a very stable person in terms of what he's doing, but I think if we keep the wider context on this, we have had showdowns before with North Korea under the Bush administration. The Obama administration, I think, was much more sensible in containing the threat. And that's where we want to get back to, again, working with countries like the Chinese.
Five people have been killed after a small plane crashed into a truck near a Lidl supermarket in Portugal. It came down shortly after taking off from an airport west of Lisbon. Four people on board from Switzerland and France died, as well as one person on the ground. Police in East London say two men are in a serious but stable condition after acid was sprayed inside a club. 12 people had to be taken to hospital to be treated for burns. Prince Harry says he endured 2 years of total chaos while struggling to come to terms with the death of his mother. The 32-year-old says his brother, Prince William, told him he needed to get help. And a fully compostable and recyclable coffee cup is being tested by major high street chains. Its lid is bioplastic made from eucalyptus. The designers hope it will prove a solution to the 2.5 billion coffee cups we use each year in the UK, less than 1% of which are recycled. Paul Mines is from the company behind the cup.
This is not the answer to litter, so you still need to segregate your waste.
all around the country are composting facilities that you can put this material in with food waste and it will disappear, or you can put it back in your normal paper recycling and it will be used again in the next paper product.
Talk Radio National Weather.
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
I've got to do the weather.
I know you have. I'm leading to it.
Unbelievable. It's almost like you thought I didn't know my junctions.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
What's the weather?
Showery with rain falling. Why are you doing that noise?
Don't know. Just meditating.
You sound like a cow.
What's that? I'm a lazy bee. Carry on. What's the weather?
Showery with rain falling as hail or sleet.
Showery,
in Scotland.
Best lie on your favourite patch of grass.
Dry in the south, highs of 14 degrees. That's weird. I mean,
the worst thing is you can say on the radio.
John often interrupts me during the weather, but never by mooing.
I would describe that more as lowing than mooing. You know, the cattle are lowing, the baby awakes.
You've sang a lot on there today.
Yeah, good point. All right, fine. Half an hour to Balalaika News with Victoria Bourne. Let's catch up with the sport. Yes!
It's a Balalaika background music. It's not news about Balalaika. Talk Radio Sports.
It's going to be.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Dibble. 20 years of Champions League football could be all but over for Arsenal tonight if they lose to Middlesbrough. The Gunners go into the game 10 points behind 4th-placed Manchester City. Arsene Wenger's side have won just two of their last 8 top-flight matches.
Is it news?
He's backing his players to return to form.
The energy in the team.
Is it breathing? Are you going to moo at me?
Very quickly.
No.
We had a good game against West Ham. 5 days later, we had a bad game.
Do it as a charade.
That doesn't work on radio.
And we have to focus on that.
Brighton could become a Premier League club for the first time in their history this afternoon. They have to get a better result against Wigan in the Championship.
Cash just did a charade.
Third place.
I know, that was inappropriate though in the workplace.
Dundee have sacked manager Paul Hartley with the club in the Scottish
Premiership
relegation.
If that was ever done on me, I'd be like, that is a charade.
And the Battle of the Brits at the Monte Carlo Masters Tennis has been won by Kyle Edmund. He's beaten Dan Evans and will now face Rafael Nadal in round 2. Andy Murray returns from injury in the tournament on Wednesday. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk.
Are you okay?
No. But it's only an hour to go. Thanks very much for that, Victoria. I know her name, Cass. I know her name. If you could hear the feed in my ear. Victoria, now do that. Now sit down. Now breathe in. Now breathe out. Now breathe in. Hang on, just go answer the phone. Now breathe out. So, right. Thanks, Victoria. Balalaika News in half an hour here on Talk Radio. And now play the thing.
Talk Radio.
JPL in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It's a delight to be here.
A proprietary 4-in-a-row game. A fishing set complete with stunning handles. And a cut glass vomiting bowl. All prizes on offer elsewhere but not here. Or elsewhere, to be honest with you. Hello, it's Jake Gap here with you for one more hour. After that, it's James Max. It's lovely to be here. We've still got quite a lot. We've actually probably got more content in this hour than in the preceding two. We've got News Amon. We're going to be finding out all about the latest Sun Talk. And we've got Toppling Juncture. It's the exciting new game on the radio. I don't think anyone's thought of this before. Based on those 2p machines, you know, where you put them in and the thing's sliding and it shoves the 2p.
Oh, like
in.
The amusement arcade.
Yeah, just like that. We just thought it would be a fun game show for, I don't know, it's crazy.
Oh,
just
yeah,
came
that
to,
sounds
just
like it
me.
Would work.
Yeah. I don't know why. I was sitting in my lounge yesterday afternoon. Sort of about, I don't know, 3-ish, 4-ish. And it just came to me. But first, what can I say? It's an exciting time. It's time to play News Aim On Go!
Newsymon!
Yeah! Cast your mind back to, Christmas, when I was last covering for John's show. That was the last time Bob Mills was not available. You may remember Newsymon Go. due to a mixture of both a lack of imagination by us and popular culture references from this year, Newsymon Go is back, kids. Myself and Cornelius are intrepid Newsymon catchers, and we've been scouring the news archives, catching Newsymon in our Newsy balls. Preparing them for Newsy Battle. Each day a theme is given and us Newsymon catchers will scroll through our Newsy decks to find the strongest Newsy contender. It's top trumps, alright? It's top trumps with some sort of unconvincing Pokemon referencing imaging. Yesterday was Easter Sunday, the day that the Christian faith celebrates Jesus coming out of retirement. I should have read this ahead. And announcing a reunion tour with all but one of his disciples. That's very good. So today's Newsymon Battle will be all about... I'll try and do my own echo, ready? Come back. Let's begin the Newsymon Battle! First question is, of course, who have you chosen for your comeback, Cornelius?
I have chosen the Right Honourable Scott Francis O'Grady, the United States Air Force fighter pilot who was shot down over Bosnia and Herzegovina in a year. And...
And it's a hero of yours, right?
Yes, yeah. And not just because I watched a documentary about him just yesterday.
Right.
Who have you chosen to battle Scott O'Grady, American war hero?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
I think this might be in the bag for you. I didn't see that documentary on the... Okay, fine. Well, you go first then, mate. Throw down. Let's see what you got. I think I could win this.
My category for Mr. O'Grady is the shortness of the time it takes to go and then come back.
Right.
So Scott O'Grady was a former US Air Force fighter pilot who was helping maintain a no-fly zone that NATO agreed over Bosnia during the Bosnian War. And he was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. Shot down, he managed to eject himself from his plane and landed in woods and had to evade capture by Bosnian paramilitaries for, and I believe this is right, 4 days.
Crikey. Okay.
So 4 days is my comeback. He got rescued, by the way. That's the comeback bit.
Okay, well, I'm looking at that revered source of wholly accurate information, Wikipedia, and it seems that between superhero film The Shadow and then the Howard Hughes biography, not our Howard Hughes.
This is Howard Hughes. The Unexplained. How does it happen? Why does it happen? Why am I wearing a tinfoil hat? Find out now on Talk Radio.
Sorry, anyway.
Why have you just told us that you could do that voice about 45 minutes after the end of three cover shows?
Yeah. Anyway,
the Howard Hughes biopic, The Aviator.
I would say the gap between The Shadow and The Aviator is, well, it's 1994 to 2000, 10 years. That guy was out in 4 days.
A week, it turns out.
10 years. Okay, well, it looks like you've
so
sort of
I won
probably
that
kind
one,
of
didn't
yeah.
I?
All right, yeah. Well done, mate. Well done, mate.
Still not as good as Jesus. Only took 3 days, famously.
That's true. That's true. Okay, well, that's the end of the first half, right?
Yeah.
So, as ever, we need some halftime analysis. So it's over to the newsmaster himself, Alex Dibble.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Hello, Alex Dibble here to give the always in-depth half-time analysis of today's News and One battle between Jake Yap and Cornelius. Well, so far it's been a really tough battle for both competitors, but I must say, I think Con has had the upper hand so far. It might be easy for some to question Jake's choice of Alec Baldwin, but for me that was the obvious choice from his newser decks. His moves so far have been tenacious and daring, but unfortunately those gambles are just not paying off. Cornelius, on the other hand, well, he's putting in the best performance I've seen since Brucey at the Palladium. Really strong stuff from him. A credit to his parents. For me, this is Cornelius's for the taking, but if Jake keeps it up, he may just steal a win.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks very much, Alex Sybil, for that. I don't see how Alec Baldwin can beat a bona fide war hero. With that in mind, let's begin round two, shall we? Okay, it's my turn to pick a sort of a topic and stuff. And here's the thing: I was going to go for awards. I might change that. I mean, we could do awards. What do you got on awards? Because
Prepared information.
All right. Well, let me just tell you right now. Okay, he got 2 Emmys, 3 Golden Globes, and 7 Screen Actors Guilds awards. All right.
Now, I was expecting
7 SAGs.
That's quite good. Yeah. That's a good haul.
At his age, yeah.
Now, I was expecting Captain O'Grady. He's very much considered a hero in America. Met Bill Clinton at the White House.
Okay.
And I was expecting to be given, like, a really high honour.
Yeah.
All he was asked to do was to go up there after Bill Clinton gave a speech and say what's on his mind and heart about to the people who gave him back his freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get anything for it. You would have thought there'd be a medal in there. Isn't that why you go into the army?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you telling me Alec Baldwin actually won this?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. A real hero gets nothing. That's typical Hollywood,
isn't it? A true hero. Don't need awards. The other option we could go for then, okay, as a sort of tiebreaker, because I think I did win that one. Should we do a tiebreaker?
Let's do it.
Let's go, because I think this is an even battlefield.
Okay.
Sort of career relationship with planes and aviation. Go.
Okay, I'd say it's about 50-50 for Scott O'Grady because, most of his career, I'm going to go slightly good, because most of his career loved planes.
Yeah.
Because A, flew planes all the time.
Yeah.
Had one. The thing is with flying planes, you only need one bad experience. But I think he got back to, you know, he got back because he was rescued by, well, helicopter.
Yeah, and he was maintaining a no-fly zone. I mean, the guy's whole career is.
Yeah, it's mainly planes, but, you know, very much love-hate relationship. So I'm going to go,
out of 10, what would you give him for planes, career with planes?
I think it has to be an even 5.
An even 5 with planes. Alec Baldwin was once thrown off a plane because he wouldn't stop playing Words with Friends on his phone. What up? That's got to be a 6 or a 7,
yeah,
at least.
Wow, there we go.
It's unbelievable, but Alec Baldwin has beaten bona fide war hero. What was his name?
Scott O'Grady.
Scott O'Grady. No one remembers the true hero.
There's a really good documentary on YouTube called Situation Critical, the Scott O'Grady, and then all the Situation Criticals are very good. And halfway through each episode, they go, "This was Situation Critical."
Amazing. Or you could just watch 30 Rock. That's very good too. Or Saturday Night Live. There you go. Unbelievably, I, with Alec Baldwin, have beaten Cornelius in today's News Him On battle. Catch
him all! News Him On!
Brilliant. Now I'm excited because after the break, we're finding out what's going on with this week's Sun Talk. Am I right? Am I right? Certainly I'm right. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next.
But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bet and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
I don't know who you are or what your business does, but if you're looking for a better utilities deal, we will find you one. We have a very particular set of skills. Skills acquired over long careers. Skills that make us a nightmare for traditional business water suppliers. Go to utilitywise.com/water and that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, we will find you. And we will help you save up to 25% on your utility bills.
Savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week, so you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester, Chapel Street shut because of a police incident between the A56 Victoria Street and the A6 Victoria Bridge Road. In Derbyshire, the A6 Matlock Street northbound Bakewell. Northbound blocked, an accident involving two vehicles between Rutland Square and Mill Street. The road is blocked from the roundabout. In Bedfordshire, the M1 southbound, there was an accident between Junction 12 and Junction 11 for Dunstable Road. It's all open but really heavy. And in Essex, the A134 Northern Approach shut both ways, an accident at the North Station roundabout. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, no.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I was trying to think, what's the best piece of music I could put underneath this read about the Sun Talks thing that's happening on Wednesday, Cass? What would you go with? You want something stately? I mean, it's about current affairs.
You want something that's quite upbeat and newsy.
Yeah.
Maybe with a gong in it.
Sense of urgency.
Yeah, because they like gongs, don't they?
Gongs, okay.
Have you got a gong?
No, I've got a fairground organ arrangement of Aqua.
Oh, that's just as good.
We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper. We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events which kick off on Wednesday in London, and you can be a part of it. What are you doing Wednesday? Come down, honestly. An expert panel will debate what Brexit means for you. And you'll have the chance to get your voice heard live on Talk Radio. Up on stage will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney and Julia Hartley-Brewer, Anna Soubry MP, Dominic Raab MP, and chuckling political comedian Matt Ford. He chuckles. It's charming. Matt Ford. Doesn't he? It's charming. Tickets are only £5.
How much?
I know!
£5.
I said to him, I said, guys.
It's cheaper than a beer.
I said, guys. It will last longer than a beer. The way. Anyway.
What?
The way I drink them. With all profits going to St. Thomas's Hospital.
That's good.
Come on. I mean, that's brilliant. Buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks, where you can also find full details of the event. Tickets will be limited. So book now to avoid disappointment. Go to thesun.co.uk/suntalks. I'm not screwing it up, Cass. You can sign it now to say that I've read it out. Now, obviously, this is a big event. It's the talk of the town in London, but also nationwide as people flock from every corner to get to the Sun Talk. Don't forget, you can still book your tickets at sun.co.uk/suntalk. And I would urge you to hurry because, there's been sort of a rumour flying around that there are people already queuing to get in there, right?
I did hear that, yeah.
Awesome. Let's talk to Cornelius, who we've actually sent over there. Cornelius, are you there?
Hello, Jake.
Hey there. So tell us, what's the scene like?
Well, Jake, unbelievably, we really weren't expecting this, but people have come down days early to queue at the moment. There's a good 50 or 60 people here.
Crikey.
Queuing down the pavement with sort of a makeshift, sort of jungle-type shanty town, I would say.
I'm sort of surprised because obviously with Easter and stuff, have these people been there over the whole Easter weekend?
Yeah, I believe so. I'll tell you what, I'm right at the front of the queue with two ladies here who have come on their own and have been right at the front of the queue, bound to be first in.
Hello, Jake.
I'll speak
Hello.
To them. They've all had Talk Radio on their radios here.
Well, there's an app, of course. Yeah, there is an app.
Yes, so your name's Miranda. Hello, Miranda.
Hi, Jake.
Hello there.
Hello.
Tell me, Miranda, if you can hear me, who have you come to see? Is it Sam Delaney, Julia Hartley-Brewer, Anna Soubry, Dominic Raab, or Matt Ford?
For me, it's between Matt Ford and Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Yeah.
They're both pretty similar, aren't they?
They're very similar. Yeah.
100%.
So
excited.
That's really cool. And do you follow Julia Hartley-Brewer's stuff quite closely? Do you go out to Rye Slip or wherever it is they do the Sun paper review?
This is the Sky paper review. Event. I really wanted to get here. Like, I've been here since probably lunchtime yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I've just been, I mean, this is the one chance I have to see her. And I've just been, you know, I wanted to get here early, make sure I'm right at the front.
I heard there was a bit of a scuffle for first place in the queue, is that right? Were you the ones that were there first, but the other people didn't think you were actually outside it queuing because you were the first people there? It just looked like you were standing there, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. So there was a bit of a fight broke out because obviously, you know, it is first come, first serve. That's why I got here first.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, it's very, very irritating. People try and push in. We all want to be at this event. Let's all queue.
Yeah.
And of course, try and get in.
I think for a lot of people who are coming to the Sun Talks event, and don't forget you can buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks, for them it's the opportunity to have their voice heard live on talk radio. Having your voice heard live on talk radio, what would that mean to you?
Oh,
if I can just ask you,
Jake,
right now.
Jake, I mean, I've just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Really. I've just gone a bit shivery. And that is really, massively a big reason why I'm here. I just can't imagine anything better.
How disappointed would you be if your voice couldn't be heard live on talk radio?
That's something I really don't want to consider at the moment because I've been here, you know, it was a freezing cold night, you know, as well. I've got a couple more nights to go. I just really want my voice heard. I really want to be at this event. I just want it all, Jake. I can't express it.
Well, hopefully your dream of having your voice heard live on talk radio will come true for you one day.
Sorry, Jay,
I should say that Miranda, you've brought some gifts here for our guests, haven't you, to give to Julia Hartley-Brewer. Is it a little furry duck there, little toy duck?
Yeah, I've got a little toy duck because it's just for her. I just thought, you know, if I come with something special,
yeah,
you know, maybe she'll just pay a little bit of attention to me, and that's what I want.
Yeah, or
I really want that.
Cornelius, please, who was it? Someone brought Julia Hartley Brewer some prawns, is that right?
Yes, that's Hannah, who's just behind Miranda in the queue. You've bought Julia Hartley Brewer some prawns. Yeah, why is that?
Just thought she'd really like them, you know. What better gift to get than some prawns?
Are they Brexit prawns?
They are Brexit prawns. You know, that's the dream for everyone, I think. So, you know.
Yeah, it's good. And it has been quite nice and warm for you.
Yeah, it's getting warmer now. It was a bit cold overnight, but, you know, we'll stick it out because of the love of talk radio warms our hearts, so we'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, by Wednesday, those prawns are going to be absolutely perfect. Hannah, and was it Miranda?
Miranda.
Yeah,
thanks for remembering, Jake.
Guys, I hope you really, really enjoy Wednesday night.
Are you going to see them there?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm totally going to be there, commitments permitting.
Miranda started crying there, Jake.
Oh,
so excited.
No.
Yeah, it's very, very much a carnival atmosphere. As I said, they're all playing talk radio on their radios here, having some speaker-alongs as well.
That's
with
so nice.
You know, the regular features. It should be a great evening.
Do you think, you know, people talk about first it was Henman Hill, then it was Murray Mount down in Wimbledon. Do you think one day we'll be talking about the Julia Hartley Brewer Bollard?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, some people have dressed the Bollard up as Julia with the wig, the pink jacket and the rhetoric.
Yes.
For
some, Julia Hartley Brewer is synonymous with bollards. Cornelius, thanks so much for taking the time to paint a picture of what it's going to be like there. Appreciate it. That was our reporter Cornelius Mendes outside the Sun Talks venue. If you want tickets for this event, it's on Wednesday night. Go to thesun.co.uk/suntalks. In the meantime, let's catch up with the latest news headlines.
Talk Radio.
Russia's foreign minister has hit out at North Korea, saying it can't accept Pyongyang's reckless nuclear actions. But Sergei Lavrov says that doesn't mean others can violate international law in response. And he hopes the US won't take any unilateral measures against the secretive state. Scott Lucas is a professor of international relations.
North Korea's got all types of artillery pieces just pointed at South Korea. I mean, from the South Korean capital, Seoul, you can see North Korea. That's how close they are. And so the immediate reaction to an American attack would be to hit South Korea with everything they've got, possibly even invading.
A small plane has crashed in Portugal, killing 5 people. Fire crews say it was Swiss registered and it came down near a supermarket just before midday. At least 12 people have suffered burns after a man sprayed acid inside a club in East London. 2 men are in a serious but stable condition and hundreds of revelers were evacuated from Mangle in Dalston. Prince Harry has revealed he spoke to a counsellor after realising he hadn't dealt with the death of his mother, Princess Diana. The prince says his brother William told him to get help after living through 2 years of total chaos. A woman who was injured in the Westminster terror attack and whose husband died has now returned home to America. Melissa Cochran from Salt Lake City in Utah suffered a broken leg and rib. And it's claimed it costs an average of almost £3,500 in the first year of having a pet. A survey has found dogs are almost twice as expensive to keep as cats, and 1 in 8 people love their animals more than their partner. The weather, any showers in the southeast will clear by morning, feeling colder with a widespread frost developing, lows of -1 in Scotland. After a cold start tomorrow, it'll be mostly dry and bright with some sunny spells. Cloudy in the northwest with a chance of rain. Highs of 12 degrees. That's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. I meant that. I just held up a sign saying, sorry, darling. I'm sorry I rushed you there. I didn't mean to rush you. Sorry about that.
I hadn't even sat down when you
introduced
me.
I know. It was very rude of me. I apologise.
Next
time I'll try and fill for longer like a professional does. Speaking of which, James Max will be here from 4. But now it's the moment everybody's been waiting for. It's time for the balalaika news, am I right?
No.
Huh?
Isn't that just the background music, the balalaika?
Sorry.
We had a plea bargain, and you pled for balalaika news. I said no, and then we bargained that we'd play balalaika music as the bed for animal news.
First, we said balaclava news, and that wasn't happening.
Yeah, because the producers on the show said that was not maybe in
not necessarily.
Taste
Although,
and decency.
We've had a tweet from someone, thank you very much indeed, saying that it's actually a suburb of Melbourne, Victoria. Australia. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's CJ.
Well, it's also a suburb.
Yeah. So then we abbreviated it to Laika Music, named after the Russian dog that got blown up in space. And then you were like, no. And then I said, can we have something like news? I kept truncating it, and you said no. And I said, can I just have some news? And you said no. So what the hell have you got, Victoria? What have you actually got?
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Okay, first story. An elderly man has been fired from his job as a meter and greeter at Walmart after a wild turkey wandered into the shop. So 88-year-old Bob Salinger worked there for 8 years, but he got the sack because he didn't tell his boss about the incident. I think this is interesting. So the bird wandered out on its own accord.
You do with I think this is interesting in your main bulletins. I think this is interesting.
Yeah, well, the bird actually wandered out on its own accord. So it's not like it wreaked havoc. It didn't attack any customers. It wasn't there for that long.
Can I ask you quickly?
Yeah.
Obviously, as a journalist, you know, words are your life.
I mean, I'm probably not the best.
Is there anything else you can wreak?
Apart from havoc, you can reek. You can smell better.
That's a different reeking there.
I don't care.
Can you reek calm?
Yeah, I'm going to reek calm.
No.
Okay, fine. Carry on.
Anyway,
I think this is interesting.
The bird, which didn't cause chaos.
He wrecked nothing.
He wrecked nothing.
He rock.
He was eventually caught by the Humane Animal Welfare Society.
And eaten for dinner.
No, because it's a Humane Animal Welfare Society.
It's a turkey! Eat it!
Says the vegan.
Well, I'm trying to make the point. You can't have one rule for one turkey just because it walks into a Walmart. Either we kill them, eat them all, or we don't. I just want something consistent.
Well, why? Why can't they save the living turkey? All the others are taking there when they're already dead. It's a different matter.
Victoria, I'm playing the long game as a vegan. I'm pointing out the logical inconsistencies to these people and hoping that the cognitive dissonance that they keep in their minds all the time as meat eaters will finally fall apart.
I just think you should tell them to watch traumatic videos. That might help.
If you're ever looking to cull friends on Facebook, just stick some of those on.
Yeah,
I'm down to like 3 now. Not even my parents. That's a lie, they're vegans. Carry on.
Another story.
I like your music, by the way.
Shall I do the story?
Yes, please.
Wait, the music's finished.
Hang on. Stand by. There we go.
Okay, a cow which was born with a fifth leg in southwest China has been saved. So, why are you laughing? So the calf was initially seen as a freak, with the entire village coming to see its extra limb, which is on its back.
Mate, you're very self-conscious,
wouldn't
you?
Have this story?
No. We've had a lamb with an extra limb.
I think David Spencer may have brought us this story from the Animal News Desk while you were off, maybe.
Are you being serious?
Possibly, yes.
What happened to that cow?
I can't remember.
Well, should I bother finishing it?
Yeah, go ahead, because it's different this shit.
Okay, so everyone in China, in this village, thought the calf was a freak because it's got a leg on its back, which isn't normal. But the deformities put it down to it being a twin, but the second cow didn't develop in the womb, so kind of merged into that one.
I wonder how many stomachs it has.
5.
Anyway, a farmer bought the cow, and it's now fully grown and healthy and loved, and that's happy.
Has it still got the other leg?
Yeah, they haven't chopped it off.
This so sounds like a music hall routine. I know a cow with 5 legs. How does he smell? Doesn't it sort of horribly immunocompromised?
I would just like to say that there will...
How does he smell? We've definitely done this story before because John did that joke. I think.
Go on. Really? Exactly. Yeah, that's amazing. Victoria, please don't be cross. I don't like it when you're cross.
You two are annoying me.
Sorry.
Is it the
bell?
Should
just stop the bell. Like,
yes,
it's like,
I don't like it.
I'm going to go out and punch someone. Right.
So what I was going to say is there will be pictures on my Twitter page.
But
you haven't even tweeted.
Not yet. They're ready to go, but I haven't had time to write the text. So in like a few minutes, as soon as I'm off air, there'll be a tweet. So you can see
pictures,
Bob Tallinger, the guy who got fired for the turkey incident. You'll see the cow with its fifth leg. And you'll also see a chimp who kissed a little boy through his enclosure window.
I beg your pardon. I've never been kissed through my enclosure window.
The chimp lives in Bioparco in Rome, and he has glass windows separating him from the paying public. And four-year-old Nolan Moore was trying to play peekaboo with the chimp, but the monkey was disinterested. But when the little boy put a little kiss on the window, like puckered up, the chimp kissed back. So they're kissing through a window.
And yet, when I do things through windows in car parks just off the A3...
It's not okay.
Good.
It's nice to have the word...
Painted myself into a corner there, I think, yeah.
It's nice to have the word chimp said without a long thing following it. Don't worry, it's a John Holmes reference.
I'm sorry.
Also, I made you something.
Have you?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Of course I do.
Okay, come on, Marta.
I love it.
Poo!
When...
Poo!
It was the...
Poo!
First,
that would be pooing!
How many times do you think he said poo?
That's my little boy. Came in about an hour ago and then we removed him quite swiftly. 8.
Correct. I asked him before he left. I was like, Spike, how many times do you think he said poo on the radio? And he was like, 33.
Yeah, but he answered with which to the question, what side of the Brexit debate would you come down with?
Yeah.
With 79. So.
No, 97.
97. Well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, 97,
And then you were like the Maastricht Treaty.
Yeah.
Also, when you asked what colour is a Smurf, he said poo, which I thought was brilliant.
Well, in our house, that's pretty accurate. We'll be back after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ BeGambleAware.org. Data provided by TX Odds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
Hungry citizens of Britain, with Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away. So picture that perfect pizza, set your sights on a classic curry. Say, why the heck not, the sweet and sour chicken. Then fire up the Just Eat app, for tonight we feast like kings. Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
And
now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester, Chapel Street shut both ways between the A56 Victoria Street and the A6 Victoria Bridge Street. A police incident there. M4 eastbound, one lane out. Broken down car between junction 20 for the M5 and junction 19 for the M32 for Bristol. The queues are back on the M4 to junction 22 for the M49. M1 southbound, Bedfordshire, really slow between junction 12 and junction 11 for Dunstable Road. All open. There was an accident there earlier on. In Essex, Northern Approach shut. An accident at the North Station roundabout. Roehampton Lane shut southbound at the A3. I'm Nina Dasgupta.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, no.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Make your reservation, yes, for a Sunday afternoon show that's stuffed full of the juiciest cuts from the last 7 days of Talk Radio.
Oh, that pucker, that is. Head chef Catherine Boyle slices and dices her way through all the week's highlights to serve up an exquisite cordon bleu feast for your ears. Left gala, that is.
Blending intense searing debate with spicy supposition, sprinkled with a delicious soupçon of Ian Lee losing the plot.
I can't think!
Okay, I have to tell you now, it's very important. Please be seated at the chef's table for a sumptuous smorgasbord of sensational radio, all carved up for your delight and delectation.
7 days of Talk Radio,
served up Sunday afternoon from 3,
yeah, on Talk Radio.
What are you doing? You're making a complete meal out of it.
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A little bit of any other business before we have Toppling Juncture, the penny-dropping based quiz show that is really making waves in the media. Jem says his children, Thomas, Henry and Grace, have gone poo crazy. Spike! Yeah, that's my little boy there. Sorry about that. Michelle
take
says...
Take to the doctor, if that's okay.
Yeah. Michelle says, hang on, I'm just starting a petition for Spike to fill in for all absent radio presenters on Talk Radio. Fine, thanks very much. Someone posted, CJ, in fact, posted a photo of Laika, the hero of the space race. Well, until they had to wipe him off for giggle. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Dan's been in touch, hasn't he? Have you got it there? I can just do it if you haven't.
Don't I know. Haven't, no.
He says he loved the mobility comment. Yes, we were talking about posh prams. He says, I'm presently converting a wheelchair into a push bike trailer. That's awesome. I want one of those.
We'd quite like to see a photo of that.
Yeah,
I think.
I'd love to see a photo of that, Dan. Can you keep us abreast of that one?
Yes.
I like that very much. And, well, there's one of those yin yang moments. Crumb says, I've just cut myself shaving as I burst out laughing mid stroke whilst listening to Jake Kep and Cornelius Mendes. Mm. And somebody else said,
we'll tone it down with the.
Yeah, it's okay because James said, great radio, guys. Thousands must be switching off. Well, it's okay because, you know, we've got millions of listeners, so we can afford to lose you. Sheridan says, I just filed my complaint after hearing what Victoria came out with. I didn't know the mics were still up, but there you go. Anyway, it's time now to play Toppling Juncture. When you hear the coin drop, don't forget to shout clip clap. You must know this by now. And, yeah, it's based on those 2p dropping things. Do you know what? I wonder if this could work like as a TV format.
Do you reckon?
We should pitch it.
Yeah, but you know what happens when you pitch stuff nowadays.
What, you mean it's like someone else's idea or something?
Kick back! Kick
back! Kick back! Kick back! Yeah! It's time to play Toppling Juncture. It's a topical quiz. And if you get a question right, then that gives you a coin that you can release into the clip clap matron. And who knows, maybe some other coins will come out the other end. It's a lot of fun. It's Toppling Juncture, and here to play it today is Marissa from London. Hello, Marissa.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much for playing today. Have you had a nice Easter? Did you get a break, or were you working?
Well, I'm unemployed, so it's just been one long break for the whole year, really.
It isn't, though, is it, really? It isn't, though, really, is it? It sucks, doesn't it, really? I mean, I don't, you know. Hello? She's gone.
Yeah, just been having lots of lions.
Okay, good, fine. I'm assuming you said lions, not lions. Which would be weird. just loads of lions. Right, well, are you ready to play Toppling Juncture?
Yeah.
Do you understand the concept of the quiz?
Just answer the questions.
Just answer the questions. And each time you answer a question, it gives you a coin that you can then release into slot 1, 2, or 3, see if some coins come out the other end. These are not coins you win. There is no prize or of any value whatsoever on offer here. It's just a bit of fun for the radio, which says as much about us as I'm prepared to at this stage. Anyway, let's start the tension drone music. Marissa, your first question. Millions of people watched a live stream of a giraffe giving birth this weekend. But what's the new mum's name? Is it A, Katie Hopkins, B, May, or C, April?
Oh, I actually don't know this. I'm going to go with Katie Hopkins.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. Oh, dear. Marissa.
Is it not? Oh, okay. I thought that would be an amusing name.
Yeah, it would be. But funnily enough. No, it was April. It was April. So I'm afraid no coin for you there. No coin. It's a shame. That's a shame. Next question. Researchers have said what should be banned at universities as it means young adults are likely to underperform. Is it A, Jaeger bombs, B, 9 a.m. lectures, or C, listening to talk radio?
I'm going to go with 9 a.m. lectures.
Let's find out if you're right. You are right! Well done, Marissa! We should have a sound effect. Clip clap! We should have a sound effect of desultory applause. But we haven't. So, well done. That gives you a coin. Now, would you like to release your coin into slot 1, 2, or 3?
Definitely number 3, please.
Into slot number 3. Okay, well, can we light up number 3, please? And tell us when you want to release the coin.
Now.
Okay, here goes the coin. Oh, it's dancing, it's dancing. Oh, it seems to have pushed another couple down onto the second. Maybe.
Yes! Clip clap!
Clip clap! Well done, Marissa.
Are you going to shout clip clap,
You're going to shout clip clap.
Clip clap.
Yeah. Round 3. What film broke a global box office record for the strongest worldwide debut ever? Was it A, Titanic? Was it B, The Fate of the Furious, otherwise known as Fast and Furious 8? Or was it C, Smurfs, The Lost Village?
I'm guessing it's one that's come out recently. I don't actually know. I'm going to go with Smurfs.
Smurfs the Lost Village, let's find out if you're right. I'm afraid you're not right, Marissa. It
clip
was
crap.
Hard.
It was The Fate of the Furious. Fast and Furious 8. Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? I think once you get past 5 on the sequels front, I just can't believe there's any merit left. I mean, Police Academy. I mean, what other films got up that far? Anyway. Next question. An 8-year-old boy did what after watching YouTube videos? Was it A, drive to McDonald's, B, make a bolognese, or C, run for president of the USA?
I know this one, thankfully. Yeah, it's A. So he drove to McDonald's.
You're quite sure about that?
Yeah, he drove his sister.
Okay, let's find out if you're right.
You are right! Now,
I don't know, what do you think? Do you want to drop your coin in slot A, B, or so, 1, 2, or 3? I would say number 1, since it doesn't exist, it's hard to remember what it's called. I would say number 1. Do you think number 1 looks quite loaded to me, Cornelius?
It's quite dense there.
It's a lot of coinage there.
Although, you know, I think there's a hidden potential in slot 2.
Always.
Oh, okay. Go on then, I'll go for slot two. I'll take a risk.
At a go. Okay, can we light up slot number two, please? And tell us when you want to release your coin.
Now.
There it goes.
Oh,
I have a feeling it's going to land on top of the coins already. No, just got away with it. And there it's gone. Yeah, two now down onto the next level.
Ooh, it's teetering.
Honestly, I think you should have gone with slot number one there. Mm. That's a shame.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's a shame. Okay, next question.
Hey! Hey! Clip clap!
Clip clap!
Go on.
What? Next question. Clip clap. Next question. What company is now the first to accept job applications via Snapchat? Is it A, McDonald's, B, the Conservative Party, or C, Coca-Cola?
I'm going to go with Coca-Cola.
C, Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out if you're right.
That is a shame.
Ah, really.
I'm not very good at this.
No, you're not. No, you're doing great. You're doing great. I'm just so glad you're here. Okay, this is your penultimate question. A new species of shrimp has been named after who? Not the who. Is it A, the Rolling Stones, B, Pink Floyd, or C, John Holmes?
The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Okay, let's find out if you're right. You do indeed suck at this.
I just don't know. I don't know what's going on in the world at the moment.
I don't think news about Pink Floyd is that important. I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think you should beat yourself up, you know? Not now. All right, it's your final question, remember? This is the big one for absolutely no reason. Right. A python in New South Wales has been treated at a specialist wildlife care centre in New South Wales, Australia. For what? A python has been treated for what? Is it A, drug addiction, B, it got stuck under a barbecue, or C, stress?
Drug addiction.
You're going with that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if you're right.
Yes!
Amazing! And that gives you one final coin to release. Will
one,
you do it into shoot?
Three.
One, two, or three.
One, two, or three.
One, the crowd's
three.
Going crazy now.
One, two, or three.
James,
okay,
Max.
I'll go with number one.
Yeah, go on.
I'll go back with the number one suggestion.
Number one, I do think it is quite loaded.
Yeah.
It's quite loaded. Okay, tell us. Can we light up number one, please? And when would you like to release your coin?
Now.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good.
Oh,
no, it's
surely,
good.
Surely.
Four over. And yeah, it's all gone down the side thing. You know, the side thing where they get the...
I hate it when that happens.
Ah, oh, Marissa. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's a really flat way to end.
Listen,
thank you so much for playing. Do enjoy the rest of your day. And we will hopefully speak...
Yes! Clip clap!
Clip clap!
Clip clap. Well done, Marissa. Right at the last minute there. Well done, you. Thank you so much for playing the one and only Toppling Junction. Unlike any other format in broadcasting.
Clip clap. Clip clap. Clip clap.
James Max is here. Hi.
Oh, hi.
You look confused, James.
I'm not merely confused.
We're all confused.
Are you trying to, I don't know, do you want Ben Shepherd's job or something? Is that what's going on here?
Hang on, who's Ben Shepherd? Don't know.
Oh,
who's
okay.
Here? Don't know, mate.
No.
Don't know, mate. Couldn't help you there.
I'm also amazed by the number of newspapers that you have, all with lots of little bits of paper in and everything. That's terribly organised.
I know, and yet the show was a shambles. It's unbelievable the way we pull it back.
Well, I always enjoy the word shambles. It's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
And that's what I emulate and try and achieve
Welcome home.
Every day. Thank you. Yes, well, I'm sure shambles will continue. That's
I'm sure
that's
it will not, because you're a proper pro.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
OK, all right. Well, let's continue with that illusion. Coming up on Drive Between Now and 7 o'clock, we're going to be talking about men who have almost three times as much saved in their pensions than women. We'll also be asking whether you've prepared for your retirement in any shape or form. Also, we'll be talking about staycations, and we'll have our gardening tip of the day. We will be taking a slightly serious turn as we look at the US continuing to pile up the pressure on a defiant North Korea. The question is whether you're really worried about it or whether you see it as a bit of a sort of, I don't know, beating of chests or otherwise. And we'll have a review of what's trending on this Easter Monday, and we'll be talking about Prince Harry, who has spoken for the first time about receiving counselling because he felt on the verge of a mental breakdown. So quite a lot coming up on Drive, I would say.
That is a lot.
Busy it's
a
veritable show.
A busy show, a veritable feast. I may even talk about some activities and capers that took place over the weekend.
I had activities with capers.
Did you?
So, yeah, my little...
I never got on with capers.
No?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's a shame.
I know. What did you do with your capers?
I gave them to my little boy and he made a pizza with them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was going to say, put them on pizza. Very yeah,
do you?
I
can't go really?
Wrong with yeah. it. Oh. Yeah. I'm guessing you don't right. like the anchovies, you know, that you get on pizza.
Well, not on a pizza, no, but I do like fresh anchovies.
Right.
And I do like it when you use... anchovies in a certain spaghetti recipe that Nigella Lawson
yes.
does.
Is it like bolognese or something? It's where you blend it up, right?
Well, yeah, it's when you sort of soften them in the pan with the onions and the garlic first up.
Yeah.
Gives a sort of salty tang to your tomatoey arrabbiata sauce.
Because in all honesty, those salted anchovies, it's like eating an eyebrow.
Really? I've Isn't not it? Eaten an eyebrow. Have you? Well,
no,
I guess
no,
you have.
No, no, nothing. No. No. All right, bye. Thanks very much. Thanks, Cass.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marta. Thanks, Cornelius. I've had a wonderful time. John Holmes is back from 1 o'clock tomorrow. I leave you in James Max's capable hands. Have a good day. Bye.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.